KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Looking for quality outdoor gear while supporting a local veteran-owned business? Check out NorCal Outfitters, proudly based right here in Redding, California. Built on a passion for the outdoors and the values that make our community strong, NorCal Outfitters offers apparel and gear designed for hunters, anglers, outdoorsmen, and anyone who loves the outdoor lifestyle. And right now, we're excited to announce our partnership with Ultimate Predator Outfitters to give you a chance to win an incredible three-day guided California hog hunt experience. Your ticket includes lodging, expert guides, and the opportunity to create memories that last a lifetime. Whether you're a seasoned hunter or looking to experience your first guided hunt, this is an opportunity you won't want to miss. Support local, support veteran owned, and enter today by purchasing your raffle tickets at ncofit.com. That's ncofit.com. NorCal Outfitters, born for the wild, worn for life.
Gold Leaf Nursery is open and has been serving Shasta County growers since 1975 and going strong. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale and drought tolerant. It's a great time to buy. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise shrubs and trees. Our summer sale is on now. 20% off all gallon and 15-gallon shrubs and trees. 25% off all 25-gallon trees. Need fast-growing trees, 3 to 4 feet per year, drought-tolerant? We have Polyanthemos Silver Dollar and Weeping Willows. Great for screening or fast shade. Don't miss the 20% off sale going on all summer long. Come check out Gold Leaf Nursery on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit readingonlinemarketing.com.
Open your heart and home to an individual with intellectual and developmental disabilities and become a mentor with our California Mentor Family Home Agency program. We are looking for mentors in Shasta County. As a mentor, you can help an individual in need thrive. Mentors receive a monthly stipend to help cover the cost of care. Call 530-221-9911 or visit ca-mentor.com. That's ca-mentor.
Trademark Sound Machine with tonight's rendition of our nation's anthem. I'm Jacob Green, here with you live on KCNR Radio, KCNRradio.com, KCNR 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. It's great to have you with us. 99 degrees and bluebird skies over the ballpark. It is a wonderful night for baseball as we start the countdown towards Saturday Night Lights. Dinbio Sacramento here facing off against Colt 45's Game 2 of this weekend three-game series as Bob Anderson and Todd Conroy exchange lineup cards at home plate with the trio of umpires as well as the bat boy, Oliver, one of the local Little Leaguers getting to bat boy this game. For NBO Sacramento, they'll be giving the baseball to Nathan Don, and he will be facing off against Nate Sheriff of the Colt 45s. For Sheriff, he's a left-handed 6'1", 190 San Marcos native out of Palomar College. Getting the baseball tonight from Bob Anderson in his last start on Friday last night. Sheriff went 5 innings of 1 hit, 1 walk, 7 strikeout baseball. No runs in that contest. He did so on 72 pitches. And the Colt 45s got the win in the 11-8 victory over the Cal State Peloteros. That was back on the 10th of July. Just over a week ago. Tonight's game is sponsored by Redding Heating and Air. And for NBO Sacramento, it will be Blake Agger to lead things off and playing third base, facing off against Sheriff and the 45s. Jace Cummins will be at first base, batting second. Then Jacob Halseth in the three spot at shortstop. In the cleanup spot, Duncan Hansen will be the catcher, batting fourth. Followed by Adam Vitich in left field, and Javi Avalos, the DH, in that sixth spot, who was a reliever last night for NBO. Then Andrew McIntyre will be behind him in the seventh spot and playing second base. And behind Andrew McIntyre, Drew Hansen, he's in right field. And Emiliano Hanks rounding things out in the ninth spot. He will be patrolling center field. Agger at third, Cummins at first, Halseth at short, Hansen the catcher, Vitich in left, Avalos the DH, McIntyre at second, Hansen in right, and Hanks, the center fielder, batting ninth behind Nathan Gaughan of NBO Sacramento for the Colt 45s. It'll be Timmy Ayers playing left field and leading things off, followed by Preston Conklin batting second. He'll be at short. And then Andrew Mora, who with that home run last night was 4 for 6 in his last 6 at-bats, and all 4 of those hits were home runs. He also had 10 RBIs in those 6 at-bats and 4 home runs. Lucas Pettingill will be back in that DH spot, last night's starting pitcher. He'll be batting 4th as the designated hitter, followed by DJ Parker in center field batting 5th, and then Rowan Brown back behind the dish in the 6th spot. He's the catcher. And then Adrian Lopez, the Puerto Rico native, will be at third base. And then Bodie Joyner will be at first, followed by Deegan Paulos at second base. Ayers in left, Conklin in short, Mora in right, Pettingill to DH, Parker in center, Brown the catcher, Lopez at third, Joyner at first, and Paulos at second base. Zanizer, Conklin, and Mora homered last night. Zanizer with the inside the park home run, whereas Mora and Conklin punched it over the wall to the right center gap, and then Conklin to the left center gap. Andrew Mora, now if I can math this one out, he is 4 of 11 in his last 11 at bats with a walk and 4 home runs. Even as a stolen base. 4 of 10. Correction. Now, to start things off here, as we look to get underway, it's a right-hand batter to dig in against the lefty Sheriff, who comes set. Live up near his back shoulder infield. at regular depth as we get underway here from Tiger Field. First pitch comes in right on the dot at 7:15. It misses for ball one. Infield playing a regular depth behind Sheriff, with the third baseman Lopez playing a couple steps behind the bag at third, pulled toward the line, two or three steps off the line. The right side of the infield playing back. Ball two delivered now. Right hand batting Agger back in the box with an even stance. Sheriff the lefty kicks and deals out of the stretch. Swung on and missed for strike one. Lopez, Conklin, Paulos, and Joyner around the horn. And then Ayers, Parker, and Mora left to right field. Shadows just starting to cover foul territory on this third base side, the near side for my view. Here's the 2-1 from Sheriff. It is shot foul, chopped right into the dugout, in and out of the dugout of NBO Sacramento on the first base side. Shadows and about halfway or so creeping across foul territory on the first base side and then covering over home plate as well as the sun starts to dip below the tree line behind us here on this third base side. Sheriff with a new baseball now. Set to deliver the 2-2. The leg kick, the pitch, popped up foul territory, giving chase is Mora, the right fielder, but he's not going to get to it. Lands way beyond him in foul territory. As the count remains, two balls and two strikes.
On duty. Every 45's game.
Appearing in is Sheriff. Comes set, kicks, steals the 2-2. It's the right-hand batter, Agger, is chopped toward the third baseman, Lopez. Gloves, and some hesitation between everyone. The batter not giving it a full 90 up the first baseline. So in the effect of that, Lopez thought it was foul ball, that he just missed it, ends up still making the throw to first, and that's the way our ball game begins, in a very odd way. But out number one, nonetheless, for Jace Cummins, the first baseman, left-hand batter for NBO. Colt 45 is coming into this game at 25-3 on the year, as this fastball catches the bottom of the zone right at the knees, a called strike one. Sheriff comes set from that third base side. The southpaw out of San Marcos, California, kicks and deals the 0-1. Is chopped up the first baseline, grabbed by Sheriff, and a pirouette flip underhand toss to Bodie Joyner on the first base bag in time for the 1-3 put out. Momentarily thought it got called foul by the home plate umpire. Quickly two away for Jacob Houseth, the shortstop of NBO. Houseth last night in that three spot, flew out, walked, grounded out, doubled, and popped out. Open stance for the right-hand batter. Swings on this one, chops it foul. Right back towards some fans on the first base side who couldn't quite handle the heat a little bit above their heads. At strike one on the leadoff man. The 0-1, swing, and a miss.
Swing.
Strike two. Down an 0-2 hole, chokes up a little bit on the bat. Here's the 0-2 from the lefty Sheriff, kicks, steals. Just off the plate. Tough take there from Halston. Decided to lay off, just couldn't quite paint the black. Now Sheriff. Ball tucked behind his back leg. Glove up near his front leg. Now comes set from that third base side. Kicks and deals. Foul back to the screen. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Scoreless top of the first inning here. With two gone and nobody on. Sheriff with the new baseball appearing at Rowan Brown is battery mate. Back behind the dish. Relays the signs as Sheriff nods at approval, comes set, working from that third base side. The 1-2, the late kick. This is up and away. Now we'll fill the count at three balls and two strikes. Sheriff, in his last start back on the 10th of July, only gave up one walk. The payoff. Swing! And a miss. He doesn't walk him here. And the side is retired as Halseth goes down swinging. That is out number three. We're scoreless with 4:45 coming up in the bottom half here in the first. Reading, stay cool this summer with Reading Heating and Air. Fast AC repairs and installation by local experts with over 20 years of experience. Visit ReadingHeatingandAir.com or call 530-223-1332.
Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Business is booming at Reading Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong in a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Reading Heating and Air. Visit ReadingHeatingAir.com to submit your application. Reading Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions. Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost, no profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Reading Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Reading Heating and Air. Learn more at ReadingHeatingAir.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Left-hand batter, Timmy Ayers, to lead things off, and he takes one up and away for ball one from Nathan Gaughan. Right-hander, about 215, 6 foot or so. That more third base side of the middle part of the rubber, the 1-0 check swing. Ayers goes around on the appeal. 1-1 to the left-hand batting leadoff left fielder, who featured that trademark handshake with the home plate umpire and then also the catcher, Mr. Duncan Hansen. Here's a 1-1 from the righty to the left-hand batting Ayers. Breaking ball drops in there, called strike two. A goose egg in the top half of the first, so we're scoreless here with these Colt 45s due up in Ayers, Conklin, and Mora. Here's the 1-2 delivery to Timmy Ayers. Left-hand batter back in the box with the open stance. Swung on, hit in the air toward right center. Playable for Hansen, giving chase toward the right center gap, and he will make it. Make the catch about medium depth for out number one. And I will bring up Preston Conklin, who had that homer last night right over the left center fence. He was batting in the leadoff spot last night. Homered in the third inning and then tripled in the fifth. He also flew out and grounded out in the first and second and then had a sacrifice fly in the sixth. That was all she wrote for Mr. Conklin, who had a very productive night at the plate. First pitch to him is swung on, popped up toward the parking lot on the first base side, out of play for strike one. Right-hand batter, the Colt 45's rocking the yellow tops, the black lettering. White bottoms, Indio Sacramento gray bottoms with the powder blue long sleeves, the darker blue on the sleeves part. Chopped toward the shortstop, gathered there by House. That strong throw to first in time for the 6-3 putout. Shortstop House to the first baseman Cummins. Two away for Andrew Mora, batting in the three spot tonight. Again, cannot be overstated enough. Last Friday night with the hat trick of home runs, including two grand slams. He had 9 RBIs on the night, and then last night picked up right where he left off last weekend and hit a home run out over the right center fence. And it wasn't a swinging out of your socks swing. It was just a little flick of the wrist and got all of the baseball right on the sweet spot of that wooden bat. Punched it over the wall onto the street. The first pitch from the righty is in there for a called strike one. Seen some great growth from Andrew Mora since last year. Going from a disciplined hitter who walked a lot and could get RBIs last year to a 5 home run power hitting first baseman slash right fielder. And again, it's not that he's swinging for the fences every time. It's just he's connecting with the ball and seeing it well. That's what happens when you barrel it like that. A 1-1 count as the righty comes set. Kicks and deals out of the stretch. This is up and away for ball two. Two balls and one strike to the lefty. We batted last night in the 5 spot. Got moved up in the lineup. Now the 1-1 delivery. Swung on and fouled back toward the screen. Mora last night. A home run, a ground out to first, a fly out to center, and then a walk and a stolen base. It was pinch hit for by Bodie Joyner in the 13-5 contest that the 45s won last night. They got their 25th win of the year behind Lucas Pettingill. Here's a 2-2 from the righty Nathan Gaughan. Leg kick, the pitch. This is upstairs for ball three. That will fill the count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Andrew Mora, a sophomore, 6'4", 195, out of Lemoore and Reedley College. Coming set is gone. Kicks, delivers. This is low and away, and Mora works a walk. Not biting on that breaking ball. That will bring up Lucas Pettingill, the DH, who last night was a pitcher and then DH after getting taken out of the game after 6 innings. Four hit baseball, 1 walk, 4 Ks. He threw 90 pitches in those 6 innings. Had an absolutely stellar start. DJ Parker on deck should the line keep moving. It's the first pitch of the righty Pettingill with that even stance deep in the box. Mora deking the pitcher. Got about a third of the way towards second. Retraced his steps. Pettingill took that pitch for a ball. One out count. Quick move back to first, and Mora crawling back. Slid in and didn't really slide as much as he would have wanted to. Ended up having to, like, basically prop himself back up and just a half crawl to get the rest of the way there. Came up just short of that first base bag. 1-0 count still. Mora being held on by the first baseman Cummins. The 1-0 Mora, a huge jump. The ball skips all the way back to the backstop, and Mora slides in safely. With no throw, gets the second on the stolen base slash wild pitch. Would have been safe regardless, if you ask my humble opinion. Just got a huge jump on the pitcher. He was about a third of the way to second base by the time the pitcher went into his full delivery. Now dancing off the bag at second is Mora. Here's the 2-0 from Gaughan. This is off the plate outside with a fastball. 3 balls and no strikes. Pettingill last night didn't do a lot of extending the at-bats. Out of 3-0 right there at the belt on the outside corner. And he is, in fact, doing so here. Not that he was swinging away at pitches out of the zone last night. There's the 3-1 from Gaughan. Swing and a miss for strike two. Top Pettingill off timing. Caught him off guard, rather, with the timing. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Runner on second. In scoring position here in a scoreless bottom of the first. The second baseman, McIntyre, keeping him close. The pitch to Pettingill swung on and missed. Gaughan rallies back in the at-bat and gets the K as Mora is stranded at second base. We're scoreless through one here at Tiger Field. Tonight's game is sponsored by Reading Heating and Air. When you need help fast, Reading Heating and Air delivers 24/7 emergency service. Trusted local HVAC pros right here in Reading. Call 530-223-1332 today. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions here in Reading and the surrounding areas.
Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Reading Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Reading Heating and Air. Learn more at readingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service? Modern-day solution.
When the heat hits hard, Reading Heating and Air is here to keep you comfortable throughout the summer. From fast, reliable repairs to full system installs, our certified technicians do it right the first time. Need clean air? We've got indoor air quality solutions, too. Family-owned, locally trusted. Call Reading Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642. That's 530-221-2642. Or visit readingheatingandair.com. Reading Heating and Air. You can count on.
It is the top of the second inning here of a scoreless ball game. It's going to be Hansen, Zatich, and Avalos due up for NBO Sacramento. Right-hand batter with the old-school stirrups, the backstop. Left-on-right matchup here. Now the 1-0 after the first pitch misses. The righty. One ball and one strike as Sheriff kicks and deals, foul tip off the glove of Brown. One ball and 2 strikes to the right-hand batting catcher. One, two, fouled up and off the screen. Duncan Hansen in the cleanup spot tonight. Did not get a at-bat last night. Here's the 1-2 delivery from Scherer. It's hit in the air toward right. Some opposite field powers. Moore gives chase to the warning track, right to the wall, and it will go off the wall and pair them foul outside the field of play. But called a ground rule double. Might have, not sure what it hit off of out there. There might be something bounced off of, or not sure exactly, but it hit right off of where the wall juts in, as a courtesy runner will be granted for Duncan Hansen, the catcher. So ground rule double, but nearly hit it out, hit it toward the about 15 foot section of wall that's set to 310, and then a 45 degree angle back out as the wall wraps around the entire outfield and moves toward that 370 mark in right center field, as the left hand batting the titch takes a call to strike. Left-hand batter, left-on-left matchup. This is low and away. 1-1. Scherer checks the runner at second. Conklin, the shortstop, trying to keep him close. This one's chopped sky high toward the second baseman on a hop. Loved by Paulus. Quick throw to first in time. That's Christian Stella, the courtesy runner, moving over to third. As the titch gets the job done, hits it to the right side of the infield to move the runner on over. On the 4-3 put out by Paulus. Now it's the right-hand batting Javi Avalos, the DH, who pitched the final inning of last night's contest. First pitch to him is swung on and missed for strike one. The pitch last night, ground up to the pitcher, then first and a line out to left, and then doubled. So a 1-for-4 night, but hit the ball hard. Here's the 0-1 delivery from Sheriff with one out. Foul back to the screen to push the count 0-2 to Avalos. About a 6'4" right-hand batter. Oh, 2 on the outside corner. Ring him up. Strike 3 called. But Avalos did not agree with the call, but down a look and he goes for out number 2. That will bring up Andrew McIntyre, the second baseman. McIntyre last night a ground out, a strikeout swinging, and then got to first on a K/wild pitch and then struck out looking. So a trio of strikeouts last night for the right-hand batter, who takes a called strike 1 at the bottom of the zone. McIntyre eventually played third base last night, and then I believe he got moved over to second base. Makes this one for a called strike 1. Called ball, rather. 1-1. Sheriff kicks and deals. Swing and a miss. Tried to time it right with the off speed, but just missed it. Was a tad late on it. Now you wonder if Sheriff is going to go back to the heater here. Kind of front door breaking ball. Here's the 1-2 from Sheriff. This is low and away with the breaking ball to push the count 2-2. Now the 2-2. Breaking ball just misses. inside. I don't believe it was low. It had to be inside. That's the only way it could have missed. Shadows crawling across the whole infield now, except for that part between where the second baseman plays and the shortstop. Outfield shaded a couple of steps to right. Here's the payoff. Misses low in the dirt. That will put runners at the corners. Sheriff gives up the free pass. DJ Parker shifts back to straight up in center. As the left-hand batting right fielder Drew Hansen will step up to the plate. With the runners at the corners as they take their leads. First pitch on the outside corner. Called strike one. Sheriff with a deep breath. Kicks and deals from the third base side. As chops foul back toward us. And into the netting. A still night. Here at Tiger Field, bluebird skies up above the ballpark, as I talked about in the pregame show, but 99 degrees, and it does not feel like it. It's a beautiful night for baseball yet again here at Tiger Field, mimicking last night's weather almost completely. The 0-2 from Sheriff, this is way upstairs, a breaking ball that didn't drop back into the zone, or really fully break. To the left-hand batting, Drew Hansen, who readies. Sheriff checks the runners, kicks, and deals. Swing! And a miss! And the side is retired. A couple of K's in the inning for Sheriff. He gets out of the jam and pitches around the traffic. Two stranded aboard as NBO threatens, but they fail to score here at the top of the second inning. We're scoreless as we head to the home half of the second. Reading, stay cool this summer with Reading Heating and Air. Fast AC repairs and installations by local experts with over 20 years of experience. Visit readingheatingair.com or call 530-223-1332.
Business is booming at Reading Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Reading Heating and Air. Visit readingheatingair.com to submit your application. Reading Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions. Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Reading Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Reading Heating and Air. Learn more at readingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
DJ Parker working in an 0-1 count as Don kicks and deals. This is up and in near the hands of DJ Parker. One ball and one strike to the Seattle native. Last in college and headed to Hawaii Pacific University, a D2 out on the island. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Chased one way low and away, and he knew it. He's going to go for a little saunter outside the box and readjust his batting gloves. Now steps back in. Parker last night was a triple and a home run short of the cycle. Started off hot. Now the 1-2. Breaking ball ducking out of the way. Goes all the way to the backstop. Started off 2-for-2 with a double and then the single, but then a little bit of a quieter night from there with a fly out, a walk, and then a ground out. Still a 2-for-5 night with a walk is not a bad night at the plate by any means. Two balls and two strikes with nobody out and nobody on here in the bottom of the second in a scoreless ball game. The 2-2, check swing and no appeal. Appeal to first, the answer is no. Didn't even really get the hands even slightly extended. Held up in plenty of time. Just a slight breeze now at the old ballpark in Redding. Now the payoff to DJ Parker. The 3-2. This is up high, and Parker will take first base on the walk. It's originally down in the count 0-2 and rallied back as bad boy Oliver will to go chase down a baseball bat on the third base side. Now it's the left-hand batting Rowan Brown to the plate with DJ Parker likely getting given the green light at first. And with the left-hand batter, a lot harder for Duncan Hansen, the catcher, to make a back pick down to first to keep Parker even more honest than Nathan Gaughan is probably going to want to keep him. Quick move back to first, and Parker immediately taken off. He's about 5 steps toward second, now goes to the second baseman covering second, chasing Parker back toward first. Parker into a dive, comes up a little bit short, and is tagged out by the full extension of McIntyre, the second baseman. What a sequence. DJ Parker just not even got caught sleeping, but he had such a, well, a quote-unquote good jump that it looked like Gaughan was about to deliver home, ends up making a move to first. Strong throw, the first baseman waiting as long as he could to make a throw to second. Makes the throw to second, where the shortstop, Halseth, actually made the play to tag out Parker, not the second baseman. Here's a swing and a miss to Rowan Brown for strike one. So caught stealing on the pitcher to first base to shortstop. So a 1-3-6. And Parker just almost got back to first, but ended up diving in head first a little bit short of the bag. And a diving play by the shortstop, a phenomenal effort. No balls and two strikes now after this one catches the zone. And an 0-2 hole is a left-hand batting backstop, Rowan Brown. The 0-2 from the righty, gone. This is high. That's something you don't see. I don't think we've seen actually this season at all from DJ Parker was a little base running error. Just took off too soon, and when you're at first base with that lead, you're taught to watch the back foot of the pitcher because it will indicate whether or not he's going to move toward first to pick you off or if he's going to deliver toward home. Here's the 1-2. Waved at, swung on and missed by Brown, and he goes down on strikes. Four out number two. And the indicator is if that back heel lifts, he's going to make a move toward first. If it stays flat on the pitching rubber in the dirt, he's going toward home. But some lefties have gotten very finessey with it and been able to throw without moving their back foot at all. Righties, it's a lot harder because you have to reposition those shoulders, so you're automatically going to lift. But it's just a matter of how long you can make the how long you can make that throw over before your back heel comes up. How much you're able to twist your body and everything. First pitch to Lopez, misses for ball one. And in this case, Gaughan did a great job of waiting as long as he could to move that back heel. Caught Parker off guard. There's the 1-0 to the right-hand batting Lopez. Misses low. Lopez last night was a courtesy runner for Rowan Brown. Came around to score twice, of the three times that Mr. Rowan Brown got on base. There's a 2-0 delivery from the righty gone. He kicks and deals with the outfield, shaded a couple of steps toward left. It's going to go off the elbow guard of Lopez. He'll take first base on the hit-by-pitch. And I think that's actually something we did not have last night at all, was a hit batsman. That might be the first game this year that we've called where there was no hit batsman. There was a lot of walks and free passes still, but no hit batsman as Lopez gets aboard. I'll bring up Bodie Joyner, first baseman, 6'4", 220 out of McKinleyville, California, in the University of Jamestown. Open stance deep in the right-hand batter's box for the first baseman. Runner goes, huge jump, pitch taken outside, throw down by the catcher. Hansen is not in time. Adrian Lopez steals second base. Again, got a good jump off the pitcher, picking the first pitch to go on rather than waiting a little bit in the at-bat. Now the 1-0 to Joyner, the righty. Lopez being kept close at second by McIntyre. Playing a little game of cat and mouse, is gone, keeps checking over. The 1-0 to Joyner misses low for ball two. Two balls, no strikes with two outs here in a scoreless bottom of the second. The 2-0 is hit in the air towards foul territory, giving chase to the right fielder and the first baseman, but it's going to land out toward the batting cages out there in the bullpen of NBO, out of play for strike one. Mile high pop-up, but way out of play. Hansen was shaded toward left, along with the rest of the outfield, about five or six steps. Joyner with that opposite field foul ball. Now at the wide open stance, Joyner readies as Nathan Gaughan, the righty, checks the runner at second. Now kicks and deals the 2-1. Swing and a miss for strike two. Two balls and two strikes. Gaughan readies, gets his sign. Lopez dancing off the bag at second. Here's a 2-2. This is up near the face of Joyner, who turns away from it for ball three. Deacon Paulus on deck should the line continue to move. Gaughan peering in. Now readies from that third base side. Comes set, checks the runner. Kicks, steals the payoff. This is inside the Joyner, turning away from it. But runners at first and second. A walk, a hit batsman, and another walk. And now there's runners at first and second for the 45s. Deegan Paulus to the plate in that 9 spot last night as well. Grounded to short, singled, popped out, and walked. Right-hand batter, the infield plays behind the runners. The second baseman, McIntyre, dancing around near that second base bag as this one misses way up and into Paulus. Now, Duncan Hansen, the catcher, is going to go out and hand-deliver this baseball to his pitcher. As gone, the pitcher does some landscaping on the front slope of the mound. Just kind of making sure he doesn't lose his footing. Might be part of the problem. This confabulation comes to a close. And Duncan Hansen will make his way back behind home plate, rocking the new school catcher's mask, the hockey goalie style, not the old school flip down mask. over the backward helmet. Timmy Ayers on deck as Paulo's working a 1-0 count with runners at first and second. They take their leads. Lopez from second, Joyner from first. The 1-0. This is upstairs for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Gone peering in, bending at the waist. Now comes set. Kicks and deals the 2-0 after checking the lead runner at second. And delivers a fastball on the outside corner right at the knees. Makes the count two balls and one strike. Shadows covering nearly all of the field now except for deep center field and where the center fielder is playing in left center. About six steps to the left of the 406 sign straight away. The 2-1 misses way up and in for ball three. Three balls and one strike to Paulos. Then shadows in straight up right field. Some splotches of sun out there. The outfield shaded toward left. The 3-1 to the right-hand batting second baseman for the 45s. Right there on the outside corner. Called strike two. Fill the count up. The third batter of five faced this inning for Nathan Gaughan that has worked the count full. Gaughan peering in. The bearded right-hander comes set. Kicks and deals the payoff. Misses low, ball four, and Paulos works a walk. That will load the bases for the top of the order in Timmy Ayers. It hasn't been the fact that the 45s have gotten a hit. It's just the fact that the 45s have worked these at-bats as Nathan Gaughan will now start his second trip through the order. Timmy Ayers, who flew out to right his first time up, will dig in. Left-hand batter with the open stance. The first pitch from the righty gone. Right through the heart for called strike one. And with two outs, the runners can break on contact, which is a huge advantage here. There's an extra base hit. Anything hit to the gap, Deegan Paulos will likely be able to score on. And anything just dunked into the outfield for a clean single, clean base hit, he'll be able to at least get to third. You would assume there's a line shot toward the shortstop gliding to his right and snares it for the out. A great read from the shortstop on the sinking line drive. Halseth moving to his right toward the 5-6 hole, able to squeeze it. Four out number three. The Colt 45 is threatened, but they fail to score. They leave three here on KCNR. We're scoreless through two complete. Stay cool this summer with Redding Heating and Air. Fast AC repairs and installations by local experts with over 20 years of experience. Visit RedingHeatingAir.com or call 530-223-1332.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit RedingHeatingAir.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions. Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost, no profit.
Wait, at cost?
Casey and our Shasta Redding.
Next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Redding Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Redding Heating and Air. Learn more at reddingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
An 0-2 count after the strike and then foul ball to the center fielder Emiliano Hanks of NBO. Hanks last night batted in that second spot and did the catching. Now a 1-2 count after Sheriff misses. Sheriff readies, kicks, and deals with the infield back. Waved at the breaking ball in the dirt and picked by Rowan Brown for out number one. Hanks swings and misses. He's the fourth strikeout victim of Mr. Sheriff tonight. Now we'll bring up the top of the order in Blake Agger. Right-hand batter who grounded out to third his first time up. Well, the caveat to that would be the fact that he thought it was a foul ball. Check swing, doesn't matter, called strike one. No balls and one strike. Sheriff kicks and deals. Foul back to the screen.
He is. It's time up for the Disney Pathways. Move to the gate client, hopefully.
No balls and two strikes now. The 0-2 misses in the dirt. One ball and two strikes to the top of the order. In Agger. Sheriff peering in, gets assigned. Shadows covering all of the field of play now, except for parts of the wall. A 1-2. Breaking ball just misses inside. Here in the top of the third inning of a scoreless ballgame, the Colt 45 is threatened in the bottom half of the second, but just couldn't get a hit to go along with all those walks. The 2-2. Fouled back and out of play toward the parking lot. This count holds at two balls and two strikes.
Still looking for Liam Chuck.
A 2-2 delivery again, fouled off the shin of Brown.
That foul ball brought to you by C.R. Gibbs, American Grill. Loma, the big shrimp bowl.
Quick look at his third base coach is Agger. Now steps back into the box. And readies. Sheriff. Kicks and deals out of the stretch. Swing and a miss. Rear back through a fastball by him with some high octane to get his fifth strikeout of the night. Now we'll bring up Jace Cummins with two outs and nobody on. Here in a scoreless top of the third. Left-hand batter takes a called ball. A sheriff comes set, kicks, steals the 1-0 on the outer half. It's a fastball in there. 1-1. So 1-1 misses low and in for ball two. Two balls and one strike. This one shot foul down the third baseline.
That's right, foul ball brought to you by Ready
Rich. Almost fit it in fair territory.
Mr. Batrose, please get ready.
Two balls and two strikes as the lefty Cummins steps back in. Sheriff kicks and deals a breaking ball that doesn't quite break back over the plate and plunks the back thigh of Cummins, who will take first base on the hit batsman. Again, we didn't have any hit batsmen last night, and already two tonight through two plus. As the right-hand batting Jacob Helseth will step to the plate.
Now batting, everybody's favorite batter, the beer batter.
He struck out swinging his last time up and then had that great play at short to end things in the second. Takes a call, strike one. The 0-1 just misses low. Might have missed off the plate as well, but more so low than off the plate. Slightly open stance for the right-hand batter. The off-speed misses for ball two. Two balls and one strike. With two outs. Runner on first being held on by Joyner. Here in this top of the third of a scoreless ball game. The 2-1 delivery from the lefty Sheriff. This is up and away. Count moves to 3-1. Almost had a 3-up, 3-down inning. Sheriff kicks and deals. Fastball on the outside corner for strike two. 3-2. As this one will miss low for ball four, and a hit batsman and a walk puts runners at first and second. That will bring up Duncan Hansen.
Now batting.
No activity on the Colt 45 pin.
Number 24, Duncan Hansen.
Duncan Hansen had that ground rule double to the opposite field his first time up, rocking the old school powder blue stirrups. Here's the first pitch from the lefty Sheriff. Fastball in the outside corner. A called strike one. The leg kick, the 0-1, fouled back to the screen as Hansen finds himself in an 0-2 hole. No balls and two strikes. Sheriff peers in. As he comes set from that third base side, checks the runners at first and second with the infield playing behind him. The 0-2 is a line shot, sinking line drive toward right center field, and DJ Parker on the move will chase it down, and the side is retired as NBO threatens, but they fail to score. They leave a pair aboard as we are scoreless through 2.5. When you need help, Fast Redding Heating and Air delivers 24/7 emergency service. Trust the local HVAC pros right here in Redding. Call 530-223-1332 today. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions in Redding, California, and the surrounding areas.
When the heat hits hard, Redding Heating and Air is here to keep you comfortable throughout the summer. From fast, reliable repairs to full system installs, our certified technicians do it right the first time. Need clean air? We've got indoor air quality solutions too. Family owned, locally trusted. Call Redding Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642. That's 530-221-2642. Or visit RedingHeatingandAir.com. Redding Heating and Air, comfort you can count on. When the heat hits hard, Redding Heating and Air is here to keep you comfortable throughout the summer. From fast, reliable repairs to full system installs, our certified technicians do it right the first time. Need clean air? We've got indoor air quality solutions too. Family owned, locally trusted. Call Redding Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642. That's 530-221-2642. Or visit RedingHeatingandAir.com. Redding Heating and Air, comfort you can count on.
The bottom of the third here in a scoreless ball game. Jacob Green here with you on KCNRHS Reading, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. We're online at KCNRradio.com. Thanks for tuning in as always. Flying solo this weekend in the absence of my color commentator, Spencer Schlinge, who took over for me last weekend so I could get out of town on a little vacation. Somewhat. Just had a wedding out of town. I had to make it. Fortunately, have a fantastic commentator such as Mr. Schlinge with me to take over when I'm out of the office, as was the case last weekend. Conklin, Mora, and Pettingill do up here in the home half of the third. Here's the first pitch from the righty gone. Kicks and deals. This is low for ball one. Nathan gone. Now with the lights on here at Tiger Field, comes set, kicks and deals the 1-0. There's a line shot toward left, and it's going to be above the left fielder's head off the top of the wall. Playing the carom is Vitaich. Is Vitaich, and Conklin hits the ball hard, but right off the wall, right back to Vitaich, and it's about as hard hit of a single you're going to see that goes off of a wall. Conklin thought he got enough air underneath it for it to get out. And it was over the head of Vitaich. But played the carom perfectly to get it back in quickly. And that is also the first hit of the ball game for the 45s. Conklin being held on by Cummins at first. It's first pitch of the left hand hitting. Mora misses wide for ball one. Andrew Mora, I mean, at this point, he's due for a home run. Hasn't had one since last night. The 1-0 delivery from the righty gone. Conklin moves back to first to evade the pickoff attempt. Quick move over there by Gone. Left-hand batter Andrew Mora taps the plate with his bat. Slightly open stance. Catcher sets up away. Here's the 1-0. Conklin goes. Pitch taken low. Throw down to second base on a hop and trickles through. Conklin with the pop-up slide. Holds on to second base as McIntyre, the second baseman, backing up the throw. Kept it from going into the outfield. And Conklin steals second base. Gets into scoring position for Mr. Andrew Mora, who's now working a 2-0 count. A 2-0 delivery. Just off the plate outside for ball three. Seems Nathan Gaughan is pitching a little bit around Andrew Mora. Probably heard the legends of last weekend. Two grand slams in the same game and the hat trick of home runs in that ball game. 9 RBIs to show for it. Then had a home run last night. The 3-0 is a bit up and away for ball four. A four-pitch walk issued to Mora, and he walks for the second time tonight. Now the 45s have something going here for Lucas Pettingill, who struck out his first time up. And last night's start for the 45s, he went 6 innings of 4 hits, 3 runs, all 3 earned, 1 walk, 4 Ks on 90 pitches. He got the win in last night's contest, but the 45s would win by a score of 13-5. Infield shifted a pull on the right-hand hitting Pettingill. Takes a called strike one on the outside corner. Second baseman McIntyre shaded back towards second. About 5 to 6 steps off the second base bag, trying to keep Conklin close over there. Third baseman even with the bag at third. Here's the 0-1, a whirl and a throwback to second base. Tag applied not in time by the second baseman McIntyre. Andrew McIntyre over there at second base. Holding on Preston Conklin, who's about 4.5, 5 strides off the bag. Gone, checks the lead runner, Conklin at second. Now kicks and deals, misses high. Throw down to third base on a hop is going to go all the way into left field. Batich up with the ball. Mora will cruise into third as the throw is not going to be in time. Conklin comes around to score, and it's the first run of the ball game as the 45s execute the double steal, and they get 90 extra feet to go with it on the E2. So now a runner at third here in a 1-0 bottom of the third. So used to the 45 scoring in the bottom half of the first and getting out of the gate early. That's not been the case tonight. Here's the 1-1. Swing and miss for strike two. One ball and two strikes as Gaughan peers in with nobody out and Mora on third. DJ Parker on deck. The 1-2 from the righty is fouled up and away into the parking lot. The count holds at 1-2. To the right-hand batting designated hitter in Andrew Mora. And Lucas Pettingill, rather, not Andrew Mora. Gaughan kicks and deals the 1-2. Breaking ball is a line shot through for a base hit. Mora will come in to score. Pettingill will take a wide turn at first, but hold there with the base hit. It's now 2-0 after the RBI single from the designated hitter, Lucas Pettingill. Now DJ Parker to the plate, who walked and then was caught stealing on that very odd pitcher to first to short who chased him down back toward the first base bag. And the lunging tag applied by the shortstop Halseth. First pitch to Parker. This is low and in the dirt, smothered by Hansen gliding to his right. Ball one to DJ Parker. Hearing its belt is Gaughan. Dancing off the bag at first is Pettingill. Being held on by... There's a 1-0. Fastball on the outside corner. Catches the edge. Makes the count. 1-1. Parker with a slightly open stance.
The 1-1 is shot back toward the pitcher, handled by Gonnell. Throw to first in time to get Parker, and taking second is Pettingill on the 1-3. Weird chopper that Gonnell had to wait for it to come down from the clouds, it felt like. Finally got to it and then made a strong throw to first to nab Parker in time. As Rowan Brown, left-hand batter, will step to the plate. Here with one out in the bottom of the third. Two runs in here for the 45s. First pitch misses inside for ball one. Brown struck out swinging his first time up. 45 swag. One ball and no strikes. Houseth keeping Pettingill close at second. In on the hands, chopped up the third baseman, charges, gloves, and strong throw to first. It's not going to be dug out at the other end. It goes all the way into foul territory, and each runner will be granted an extra base. Pettingill comes around to score, and into second base is Rowan Brown, where he'll get courtesy runner in Tyler Zanizer. That'll be an E5. So, second base goes Rowan Brown, which is now Tyler Zanizer, acting as the courtesy runner.
Now, Patty, from Bravo, Puerto Rico, playing out of CSC San Bernardino.
As Adrian Lopez will step to the plate, he was hit by a pitch his first time up. Runner on second with one out now. After the ground out to DJ Parker, this one misses for ball one to the right-hand batting Lopez. Infield shifted to pull on the righty, a slightly open stance. Gone, quick move back to second base, goes wide and snagged by McIntyre, keeping it from going into the shallow right center area. Tyler Zanizer, the Kurdish runner at second, had an inside-the-park homer last night that bounced off the wall underneath the Tiger Field scoreboard, and the carom just wasn't played quite correctly by the center fielder. That was James Romanov last night. Here's the 1-0 from Gon. Romanov not in the lineup tonight. The 1-0 is chopped foul down the third baseline. One ball and one strike.
Sierra Pacific Industries, third-generation family-owned forest products company.
With one out. Gone, checks the runner at second. Checks again. Now goes home. The 1-1 misses way upstairs. For ball two, ducking out of the way was Lopez. Trying to pitch inside to him. They end up hitting him last at bat earlier in this ballgame. Getting the lights on here at Tiger Field, but not quite ready to take full effect. It'll be in about another inning or so. Here's the 2-1 delivery. Gon checks the runner. It's hit foul out of play toward the parking lot. Two balls and two strikes. Here in the home half of the third. A 2-2 count on Lopez. With one out. The 2-2. Misses low, skips all the way back toward the backstop, and taking third on the wild pitch is Zanizer. Lopez now has a full count. No activity on the NBO bullpen. They used three pitchers last night. Now the payoff. With one out and the runner on third. Gone. Kicks. Deals. This is high. And Lopez will work a walk. put runners at first and second. For Bodie Joyner, who also walked earlier in this ball game. Single, a walk, a single, a ground out, an E5, and another walk. It's a 2-0 Colt 45 lead with runners at the corners for Bodie Joyner as Todd Conroy will saunter out to the mound and chat things over with his ball club. The whole infield gathered in for this confabulation as they try and slow things down. We'll try and get a ground ball here, get out of the jam. Some sort of a talk, definitely, about if they get a ground ball to short or second, whether or not they'll go for two. Depends on a lot of things. Talk about how they want to pitch to Mr. Bodie Joyner, who's a right-hand batter. Everyone makes their way back to their respective spots. With one out here and runners at the corners. Lopez had that stolen base previously. You have to expect him to be in motion here. And if he's in motion, that means that Pettingill will be, or Zanizer rather, will be in motion from third. Here in this 3-0 ball game. First pitch fouled back to the screen. Both runners acting as though they were going to break for the next bag, but end up staying at their respective bases, especially with the foul ball, of course. Had to retrace their steps regardless. Just trying to deke a throw over to one of the bases so that the other can take off, and NBO Sacramento gets caught on their heels. The high school baseball, easy run across. Gone, quick move back to first, picked by the first baseman, kept it in front of him, Cummins. That was about to be a free 90 feet for Tyler Zanizer at third, if that squeaks through. Trying to keep this game manageable is NBO Sacramento. Joyner with an 0-1 count. NBO Sacramento with middle infielders of Halseth and McIntyre shaded up the middle at double play depth. It's the 0-1. Fouled back to the screen on the first base side. Count moves to 0-2. Joyner walked his first time up. On deck is Deegan Paulos. Here's the 0-2 from Nathan Gahn. The right-hand hitting Bodie Joyner, the first baseman tonight for the 45s. The line shot on a couple of hops and through for a base hit. Zanizer will trot in to score. Rounding second is Lopez. Misplayed in the outfield by the pitch, and he'll slowly make the throw in to hold Lopez at second base as it is now a 4-0 ball game. Bodie Joyner, even with the 0-2 count, gets the RBI single. Now we'll bring up Deegan Paulos, who walked his first time up. Deegan Paulos, the Cottonwood native, playing at Sacramento City College. 5'7", 140 for the shortstop / second baseman. Popped up foul out of play. No balls and one strike. With one out. Infield playing behind the runners at first and second. This pitch taken on the outside corner. No balls and two strikes. The 0-2, misses low and away. 1 and 2. Gone, checks the runner's kick, steal, swing, and a miss. Paulo's down on strikes for out number 2. Just couldn't quite catch up to it. Now the ninth batter of the inning, and Timmy Ayers to the plate. With 2 gone. Lopez on second, Joyner on first still. 4 runs across in the inning.
Now batting.
On a couple of walks and
number 5.
A couple of hits, as well as an error. Left hand batting errors. Gone trying to get out of the jam. The righty kicks and deals. On the inside corner, called strike 1. With the sunset and the panoramic view all around us here in Reading. Dropping down to right around 90 degrees. Beautiful night for baseball under the lights. The 0-1 is a line shot through the right side for a base hit. On his horse is the leading runner from second, Lopez. The throw in is not going to be in time from the cutoff man. Cruising into third behind him is Joyner. As Lopez comes around to score, Timmy Ayers delivers and gets the RBI single. A strong hard hit knock into right field for the base hit. Now Preston Conklin to the plate, who started off this inning with that single.
Shortstop, number 16, Preston Conklin.
And he stole second base. Here's the first pitch of the right-hand batter with runners at the corners. Pickoff attempt back toward first is not in time. Ayers diving in with the right hand to the back side of the bag. The outfield shifted to pull on Conklin. Playing no doubles, they're pushed backward a little bit. Especially the center fielder, Hanks. He's about 8 steps to the left of the 406 sign out in straightaway center. First pitch to Conklin is hit in the air toward medium depth center field. The center fielder Hanks calling for it, playable for him, and he'll squeeze it right in straightaway medium depth center field. And the side is retired, but the 45s put 5 runs on the board after 3 complete. It's 5-0. The 45s lead it. Stay cool this summer with Reading Heating and Air. Fast AC repairs and installations by local experts with over 20 years of experience. Visit readyheatingair.com or call 530-223-1332.
When a heat hits hard, Reading Heating and Air is here to keep you comfortable throughout the summer. From fast, reliable repairs to full system install, our certified technicians do it right the first time. Need clean air? We've got indoor air quality solutions too. Family owned, locally trusted. Call Reading Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642. That's 530-221-2642. Or visit readingheatingandair.com. Reading Heating and Air, comfort you can count on.
Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Reading Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Reading Heating and Air. Learn more at readingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
the fourth inning here at Tiger Field. Breaking the action here. Bob Anderson, the third base umpire, talking. Not sure exactly what, but if anything, Bob Anderson just having a friendly conversation, which is typical of the 45 skipper, at least in this context. Here's a chopper toward the second baseman. Paulo's waiting for the nice hop and flips to first in time for the 4-3 putout on the ditch for out number one. That will bring up Javi Avalos. Sheriff now pitching with the lead. Did a great job by Paulos to wait for that secondary hop. He was going to charge it, but then realized, not even the secondary, the third hop on the chopper, rather, knew it was going to kick up a little bit higher, so decided to wait on the rim of the infield grass, chest high, squeeze it, and then flip to first in time. That's the case of learning the infield and how that ball bounces accordingly, especially with that spin on the chopper from the lefty Adam Vitich, as now the count moves to 1-1 on Avalos, who struck out looking his first time up. The 1-1 misses for ball two. Javi Avalos, the DH for NBO. The 2-1 delivery is chopped toward the shortstop Conklin. Charges, gets around it, off-balance throw toward first, stretch at the other end. In time! A great 6-3 putout. Conklin loses his hat in the process. And what a job by Preston Conklin. That's a very hard play to make. It was a slow roller toward him. Rather than gloving on the backhand, setting your feet, making a strong throw, got around the baseball, got his shoulders positioned toward first base, and made a strong off-balance throw in time for out number two. A couple of groundouts that bring up Andrew McIntyre, the second baseman who walked earlier. There's a line shot into right field for a base hit. Clean piece of hitting to the opposite field for the righty. And NBO's strategy here seems to just be to swing away. Don't sit there in the at-bats and marinate. Just swing at a good pitch that you see. As the left-hand batting Drew Hansen steps to the plate. A little bit of a close stance for the lefty. Runner on first being held on by Joyner. That's McIntyre. First pitch hit in the air, foul out of play. Back over toward the 45 clubhouse.
Iconic institution serving up select six.
For strike one.
Dinsley, Katie.
No balls and one strike to the lefty. Left on left matchup. Disadvantage goes to the batter in this scenario. The 0-1. This is way up high. 1-1. Although Sheriff in this case, he's thrown about 5 pitches. 7, actually. And you're not exactly warm after sitting for a half inning for a fairly long time. Sheriff peers in. Kicks a deal swing and a miss for strike two. One ball and two strikes. Sheriff, glove at his front hip, now comes set. Kicks and deals with the runner on first. Misses low and away. Corralled by Brown.
Kinsley and Lee are here. Where's Katie and Dave?
2-2. With two outs. The 2-2 is fouled up and away, back behind us out of play. Count holds at 2-2. sheriff deals the 2-2, skips all the way to the backstop. And taking second base is McIntyre. He'll hold there as Brown chases it down. Three balls and two strikes. Sheriff set to deliver the payoff. Conklin holding the runner close at second. The payoff is a line shot through the right side for a base hit between Joyner and the second baseman. Now rounding third, headed for home with a head first slide, gets in barrel rolling. The throw not in time. It was up the third baseline from the right fielder. Joyner trying to get the ground ball and keep it from going through into the outfield. Was caught in that 4-3 hole on the right side. Eric Winchester is going to walk out to the mound and slow things down for this 45's defense. Try and get them to regather as he gives a couple of shoulder pats to Nate Sheriff, trying to get him to settle back in after starting out the inning very efficiently. Got two outs on two pitches. Runner at second after advancing on the throw with the RBI single. The throw from Mora was just on a hop or two to Brown, the catcher, and it went through the cutoff man, which was supposed to be Andrew Mora in that scenario. He should be camped just to the right of the pitcher's mound on the first base side, about halfway between home and first or so, more so toward the first base side to make that relay throw. But he was so far toward the outfield grass due to trying to chase down that ground ball. That was just on a couple of hops and through between him and Paulus, the second baseman. Now we're back to our regularly scheduled program. As Sheriff peers in, kicks and deals toward the right. He misses low and in for ball one. Emiliano Hanks, who struck out swinging his first time up. Right-hand batter with an even stance deep in the box. Here's the 1-0 from Sheriff. Fouled up and away, out of play. And off of a car, a painfully resounding sound as a couple people wince along with me. Grateful it wasn't my car, though. Put it that way. 5-1 ball game now after that run came around to score. Here's the 1-1 to Emiliano Hanks, last night's catcher. Sheriff checks the runner at second, kicks, deals, misses low and in. Hanks last night grounded out, singled, and struck out twice, and then walked in the ninth before he was stranded there to end the ball game. 2-1 with two outs here in the top of the fourth. The 2-1 is chopped up the third baseline. Charging is Lopez. Strong throw off balance to first in time for the 5-3. A couple of hits, but one run to show for it as they strand one aboard. NBO Sacramento down by a score of 5-1. As we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Tonight's game is sponsored by Redding Heating and Air. Fast AC repairs and installations by local experts with over 20 years of experience. Visit RedingHeatingAir.com or call 530-223-1332.
Also preloaded, built-in braided USB-C.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers. Apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit RedingHeatingAir.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air. Old-fashioned service. Modern-day solutions. Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Redding Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Redding Heating and Air. Learn more at RedingHeatingAir.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back here to the bottom of the fourth inning. Mora leading things off. He's walked twice tonight, facing off against the reliever, Ryan Chris. And the Eagles, the 2-1 out of the windup, swinging a foul tip off the mask, I thought, of the catcher. Might have been the arm, actually. He's just going to wear that one. It's a tough cookie back there. Behind the dish, just chilling. Duncan Hansen. Now the 2-2 from the righty Chris. Breaking ball hit in the air toward right. And it will short hop the wall. Snared by the right fielder Hansen. And able to keep it in front of him. He threw Hansen out there in right field, by the way. Not to be confused with Duncan back behind the dish. Or Drew, rather. Take that back. Duncan behind the dish, Drew in right field. My apologies for the confusion. Mora got nearly all of that, just a little bit out in front. And he had a very long and loud single. Move on over to first, not in time. Lucas Pettingill to the plate. Takes a called strike two. Pettingill with the even compact stance. Now kicks and deals on the outside corner for a called strike two. So no balls and two strikes to Pettingill. Runner goes. Huge jump by Mora as the pitch is taken between the shoulder blades of Pettingill. Turning away from it, and he will be granted first base on the painful free pass. Mora not credited with a steal. So another hit batsman.
Now batting.
We'll bring up DJ Parker.
Center fielder, number 8,
DJ
Park.
Right-hand batter. As Pettingill is just going to shake that one off, just try and do all he can to stretch the back. Just kind of loosen up all that. That's going to hurt tomorrow. DJ Parker popping this bunt up, and it's beyond the efforts of Duncan Hansen, the catcher, flipping the mask off and trying to chase it down up the foul territory on the third base side. I'm dusting the mask off. Throws it back on. No balls and one strike. DJ Parker showing bunt. Infield playing in, ready to crash the boards. The 0-1 swinging away, and it's going to cut away foul out of play down the right field side, right toward the bullpen for strike two. Now DJ Parker no longer wanting to bunt. If you bunt it foul with two strikes, it is a strikeout. The only time you can hit the ball foul and be out, at least where it's not hit in the air. Now the 0-2 out of the stretch, breaking ball, turning DJ Parker away from this one for ball one. Breaking ball that just didn't quite break. Checks the runners. The 1-2 from Chris. Misses low. Two balls and two strikes to DJ Parker. Gone went the first four for NBO. 2-2. Swing and a foul tip held on. DJ Parker didn't hold on to his bat, though. Flings it to the side on accident. Slipped out of his hands. And he goes down in somewhat odd fashion as the bat is actually stuck underneath the netting on this near side. Kind of wedged it in there. And there's, of course, that table that runs on the bottom side of that netting just to keep it tight so no balls to sneak underneath. DJ Parker having to do a little sword in the stone action and get that bat out of there. Had to pull on that joker hard. And that is out number one. Parker down swinging. And correction, gone went three innings, my apologies. Three innings, four hits, two earned of the five runs he gave up. Brown takes this one for a called strike one. He walked six and struck out three. And he did so on 77 pitches. Now Brown swinging on this one, hit in the air towards center. A trio going out, and it will fall in no man's land. Gathered by Hanks, the center fielder will huck it back into the cutoff man, who in this case was the first baseman, Tummins, to hold the runners at first, second, and third. Zanizer will go out and be a courtesy runner.
Now
a mile-high pop fly, and Hanks was shifted back and toward left field by a few steps. Had to come charging in. The shortstop, Houseth, and the second baseman, McIntyre, were giving all they could to chase after it, but just couldn't quite get there. It's the first pitch to Adrian Lopez. Misses high for ball one.
Lopez hits a grand slam, and one lucky pad will win $100. Ballpark cash.
One ball and no strikes. You're in a 5-1 ball game. Bases loaded, leaning out of the way of this one is Lopez for ball two. Chris comes set, kicks and deals, swing. Foul tip into the glove of Hansen. 2-1. The 2-1 misses up and away for ball three. Three balls and no strikes. The 3-1 delivery is hitting one twist. Giving chase as Vitich looking up and the grand slam for Lopez. He'll touch them all with the grand salami. And he's blown this game wide open. And with that, One Lux fan gets $100 of cold hard cash. Adrian Lopez barreled it as it headed out onto the street. What a shot from the Puerto Rico native. Baseball, folks. It is 1-1 here in the bottom of the fourth. We have seen some great offense this weekend so far. A handful of home runs as Bode Joyner will step to the plate now. Adrian Lopez playing the hot corner tonight, and wow. Joyner takes outside for ball one. The 1-0 misses wide for ball two. So this one's hitting there towards center, playable for the center fielder Hanks, who loses it to the legs. That's going to fall in front of him as Joyner will cruise around first and hold there with the single, but it'll be ruled an E8 for sure. It's being tracked by the center fielder Hanks, had it right there and then just couldn't find it in the lights. And the inning continues. It will be Deegan Paulos to the plate.
0-8-6-2-7.
With one out. NBO a double play away, and the fans a little bit trigger happy on that. They heard a baseball getting hit with a bat and thought it was going to be out of the park. As this one goes all the way back to the screen, Joyner will take second base on the wild pitch.
Head on up to the announcers there and play your $100 award.
One ball and no strikes. Foul tips. Goes up the third baseline. Paulos has walked and struck out tonight.
Ticket number 08627.
One ball and one strike to the second baseman. Here's the 1-1. It's a line shot toward left, giving chase. It's going to go all the way to the wall. Playing the carom, rounding third now is Joyner. Paulos will cruise into second base with a stand-up double off the left field wall as the 45s hit double digits. It's now 10-1. Left hand hitting Timmy Ayers to the plate. A Rockland, California native.
Casey and R. Shasta Redding.
Next, I call strike one here on Casey and R. Shasta Redding. 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at CaseyandRRadio.com. Jacob Green here with you. It's great to have you with us, with David Wiley back in the studio engineering things for us as the lights have taken full effect here at Tiger Field in a 10-1 ball game here in the home half of the fourth. Getting loose out there in the bullpen is the 18 of Javi Avalos. First pitch to Ayers. The next pitch to Ayers, rather, is check swung and fouled off out of play. Chopped at the plate for strike two. Javi Avalos, the designated hitter, who got some burn in last night's ball game as well. He pitched the ninth inning, the seventh, eighth, and ninth, sixth, seventh, and eighth inning, rather. He went three innings. This is a mile-high pop-up out of play toward the parking lot. Three innings of one hit, two run, both earned three walk and two strikeout baseball. That's Javi Avalos warming up in the bullpen for NBO. The 0-2 misses up and away for ball one. And if you're NBO Sacramento, there should be two outs in your head. There's only one after center fielder Hanks unfortunately lost the baseball in the lights. The 1-2 delivery goes off the elbow padding of Ayers, who tried to lean out of the way of it, but ended up dipping that elbow a little bit over the plate. And he will take first base on account of the hit by pitch, as the ninth batter of the inning will be Preston Conklin. And now Todd Conroy is going to walk out to the mound, chat things over with his whole infield, buy the bullpen some time to warm up. Javi Avalos out there, who went three innings last night. Todd Conroy talking closely with Ryan Chris, giving him some words of encouragement, making sure he knows his mission here. Again, this is a stage of baseball that's developmental. It's not about playing for a championship or winning the World Series or anything like that. This isn't the major leagues. It's the bridge for the gap between college and next level baseball, whether it's minor league, pioneer, indie ball, any sort of action like that. Just anything above college level baseball, that's what this is prep for. It's just developmental baseball where you can fine tune those different aspects of the game, from running bases to hitting inside pitches, outside pitches, pushing them the other way, hitting your cutoff man, clean relays, shifting for different batters. If you're a pitcher, it's about sequencing and pitching in different situations. And that's part of why the scores can have such large disparities between them. It's all part of this summer baseball league, as the first pitch to Conklin misses up and away for ball one. For some of these guys, it's just about playing every day and getting used to that grind. Here's a 1-0. It's hit in the air way down the left field line. If it was fair, it would have been way over the fence, gone, but it's going to be foul. Just a little out front for Conklin, who homered last night on that inside pitch. One ball and one strike to the Colt 45's shortstop out of Palomar College. The 1-1 is popped up toward right, giving chase as a first baseman, and the right fielder is going to land beyond the full reach of McIntyre, the second baseman, going into a dive who can't get it. And the 45s will reload the bases for none other than Andrew Mora, who last weekend hit very well with the bases loaded. He was 2-for-2 with two home runs. And here's another shot for some exciting baseball, as McIntyre will take a slow walk back from that area in right field where he went into a full-on Superman dive. Almost got to the baseball, and he had the farthest route to run out of everyone. A great effort from McIntyre out there. Bases are loaded for Andrew Mora, the left-hand hitting power hitter, who's walked twice and singled tonight. No place to put him. First pitch, breaking ball, misses up and away for ball one. Coming set is Chris. Kicks, deals. Misses high again for ball two. This is a guy you do not want to throw a hanging breaking ball to. That ball will get crushed. Here's the 2-0 delivery. Misses low and in for ball three. They've pitched around Mora all night. They saw him homer last night, and it's really the main scouting report you need on this guy. Here's a 3-0 from Chris. On the inside corner, called strike one. Pretty generous call there by the home plate umpire. Might have caught the corner. No ABS. Here's the 3-1. It's foul tipped off the glove and then off of Mora. Count will fill it. 3 balls and 2 strikes here in the bottom of the 4th inning. Mora taps the plate, now readies. The 3-2 delivery. Misses low for ball four. And we'll walk in a run. We'll bring up Lucas Pettingill. Paulus will trot in to score on the walk. Ayers moves up 90 feet along with Conklin, who moves to second. And now Todd Conroy is going to saunter out to the mound. It'll be a pitching change. Here in this 4th inning. At least I'm pretty sure he hasn't fully taken the baseball yet. They're still chatting it up there on the pitcher's mound. And now they're going to wave Javi Avalos in. And we will cut the break here on KCNR for Javi Avalos to get his warm-up tosses in. It will be Avalos facing off against Lucas Pettingill when we return after this break.
Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Redding Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Redding Heating and Air. Learn more at reddingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
When a heat hits hard, Redding Heating and Air is here to keep you comfortable throughout the summer. From fast, reliable repairs to full system installs, our certified technicians do it right the first time. Need clean air? We've got indoor air quality solutions too. Family owned, locally trusted. Call Redding Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642. That's 530-221-2642. Or visit reddingheatingandair.com. Redding Heating and Air. Comfort you can count on.
Well, it's Javi Avalos out of the pen for NBO. He pitched last night and pitched in the 6th, 7th, and 8th inning against these 45s. Had a solid outing all around. 3 innings of 1 hit, 2 runs, both earned. He walked 3, struck out 2. And up to the plate is the left-hand hitter for the 45s, pinch hitter for the Pettingill spot. Here's the first pitch from Avalos. Swing and a miss for strike one to Braden Chirito. Pinch hitting in the DH spot. Now the 0-1. Swing and a miss for strike two. Blowing the fastball by him both times. School 45s will start their rounds of substitutions here as they have an 11-1 lead. The bases are loaded with one out. The 0-2 from Avalos. There's a line shot down the right field line. If it's fair, it's gone, and it's just foul. Got a little out in front of it.
And the count holds at no balls and two strikes. The 0-2. The 0-2 again misses up and away for ball one. One ball and two strikes. Here in the home half of the fourth, six runs on the board for the 45s. Now the 1-2 out of the windup goes Avalos. Breaking ball misses up and away. Some activity out in the 45 pen as well. Might be the end of the night for Sheriff. We'll see in the top of fifth. 2-2. Base is loaded. Running up and down the third baseline is Ayers. The 2-2 misses upstairs for ball three. Lots of walks issued to Colt 45 batters tonight. Here's the payoff. It's popped up back of second base. Calling for it is McIntyre. And drifting out, he'll squeeze it for out number two as Chirito pops out. That will bring up DJ Parker. So an unproductive out. That's exactly what the doctor ordered if you're in NBO Sacramento. They're down by 10 here in the bottom of the fourth. Plenty of time at this point in this ballgame to do some damage to the 45s, crawl back within it. But with the bases loaded, can't let any of those guys score if you're NBO. Breaking ball misses up high to DJ Parker for ball one. Parker has walked, grounded out, and struck out tonight. It's the home half of the fourth. There's a 1-0. It's up and away for ball two. Two balls and no strikes, two outs. Bowen Brown on deck. Infield playing behind the runners. The 2-0. Right on the outside corner. Called strike one. Six walks were given up by Nathan Gaughan. And then Chris went a third plus. Fastball off the plate outside. Three balls and one strike now. Here's the 3-1. Misses high and away, and Parker will work a walk. We'll put another run across. And the bleeding just won't stop for NBO. That brings up Rowan Brown.
Now batting.
San Diego, California. That is the eighth walk issued to the 45s tonight. And in many ways, that's been the main factor, which is something we didn't see last night till later in the game. But when you can get those free passes and runners aboard, all of a sudden it's a brand new ball game. Don't have to work as hard to get runs in. Here's the 1-0. So line shot towards shallow left field. It's going to get down for a base hit. Trotting into score is Conklin. Rounding third, coming into score. Back behind him is Mora from second base. And two runs come into score. As eight runs have been put on the board now. It's now 14-1. Nine runs, rather, have been put on the board. Mora comes around from second. Parker moves to third as Rowan Brown doubles. Adrian Lopez of the plate, who had a grand slam earlier this inning. He takes ball one. Here's the 1-0 with runners at second and third and two outs. Breaking ball dropped in there on the outside corner. 1-1.
Right-hand batter with a slightly open stance. Here's the 1-1 delivery. Breaking ball, hit in the air toward left. Should be playable for the left fielder. Batich drifting back right to the warning track, reaching up and tracks the baseball down. And the side is finally retired with the 45s. Strand 2 as we come to the conclusion of four innings complete here. It's 14-1 after 9 spot is put up by the 45s. Tonight's game is sponsored by Reading Heating and Air. When you need help fast, Reading Heating and Air delivers 24/7 emergency service. Trusted local HVAC pros right here in Reading. Call 530-223-1332 today.
Business is booming at Reading Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Reading Heating and Air. Visit readingheatingair.com to submit your application. Reading Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions. Why do I hear... When the heat hits hard, Reading Heating and Air is here to keep you comfortable throughout the summer. From fast, reliable repairs to full system installs, our certified technicians do it right the first time. Need clean air? We've got indoor air quality solutions too. Family-owned, locally trusted. Call Reading Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642. That's 530-221-2642. Or visit readingheatingandair.com. Reading Heating and Air. Comfort you can count on.
That's Evan Fraser on in relief. The Trinidad native as the Colt 45s go to the bullpen. Well, so do I, as we are still on the front side of this ball game, just barely by half of an inning. I'm here to welcome my friend and one of my co-commentators at Simpson this last year, Quinn Wright, on the volleyball team, a Simpson alum, along with a couple of former 45s, no longer with the team now, but Eric Winchester, a Simpson alum, a fellow Red Hawk, and then of course, Spencer Schlinge, one of my other color commentators, who's a current student at Simpson, is Todd Conroy is going to have a conversation with the third base umpire, chat things over, and now Rowan Brown and Evan Fraser break things up on the mound, and they head back to their spots as NBO will have Agger, Cummins, and Halseth do up here in the top of the fifth.
Yeah, glad to be here with you, Jacob. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, what an entertaining couple of innings. The bottom of the third, bottom of the fourth was for the Colt 45s, putting up 14 in two innings. Not something you see every day, for sure.
No, it turned into a barn burner of sorts. And it will be James Von Schoit here for NBO pinch hitting in the game at third base. Right-hand batter takes a called strike one. Now Fraser rears back, and this one just misses low for a ball. One ball and one strike. Yeah, Quinn making your on-air debut last year, the 1-1 swing and miss for strike two, but now making your radio debut.
Yeah, yeah, here I am. It's a beautiful night for baseball. Yeah, I'm glad to join, and yeah, I'm curious to see what MBO can do here.
A 1-2 waved at on the breaking ball. Down on strikes goes Von Schoit, and that is out number one. Yeah, and you've been around here up near the booth around me, been to probably about 10 to 15, 45 games in the last 3 years.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Taking in some local Reading baseball.
Yeah, you gotta love it. It's a fun thing to do in the community for sure. Come out to a game.
Pitch from Fraser misses wide to the left hand batting. Jace Cummins, the first baseman.
And just, you know, it's a whole different level of play from this one misses low for ball two. Whole different level of play than what we see in the college realm at Simpson. It's always fun. It's a 2-0. It's a little in on the hands flare back of the pitcher's mound, trying to backhand it as Conklin. And it's going to trickle between him and Conklin, and Paulos, rather, back near second base, and safe at first is Cummins. Breaks his bat in the process. Didn't shatter it, but definitely splintered it. That'll be some firewood later.
tough day to be a bat today. He got him flying all over the place.
Yeah, T.J. Parker with it into the netting. That bat cracked at the handle, just right in on the hands. That just is a testament to Frazier's velocity. As this one's hitting the air toward right center. T.J. Parker tracking it toward the gap and will chase it down up the alley. Four out number two. T.J. Parker again with the speed.
Yeah, making it look easy out there in center, just tracking back to his left. And, yeah, made it look easy out there, getting the second out of the inning, keeping MBO at a distance here, and making quick work of the inning so far.
And I believe on that play, he was also shaded a little bit toward left, so he had to run another 5 to 10 extra feet. And talked to DJ Parker after the game last night, told him he's one of my favorite players I've ever seen play here, just due to his five-tool ability. It was the first pitch of the catcher Duncan Hansen. A breaking ball drops in the southern hemisphere for called strike one. And the biggest factor is his speed, and it's he can go both directions, all directions, on the base paths and defensively. The 0-1 is a ground ball, hot shot off the diving glove of the third baseman. Karen Conklin is going to throw on a handful of hops toward first, but not in time. The catcher Duncan Hansen hustles out the hard 90 and reaches on the infield single.
Yeah, back to DJ. Yeah, he is one of my favorite players to watch when I get to come and watch a game. Yeah, like you said, his speed. He's anytime he gets on base to first, which is quite a lot. He's looking for the steal and in the outfield as well. He gets the balls quick, gets under him, and has an arm back there as well. Yeah, he's definitely got it all. He's an entertaining player to watch.
Yeah, he's got a decent arm there from center. We've seen him huck in a few baseballs just on a line shot. Here's the first pitch to Vidic. That's hop toward Conklin at shortstop, and he will squeeze it for out number three as two gets stranded aboard on the pop-out, and the side is retired. A couple of singles at the inning, but nothing to show for it, as it is 14-1. As we are halfway through our ball game tonight after 4.5. It's a 45-14 in MBO 1. Reading, stay cool this summer with Reading Heating Air. Fast AC repairs and installations by local experts with over 20 years of experience. Visit readingheatingair.com or call 530-223-1332.
Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Reading Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Reading Heating and Air. Learn more at readingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Well, it's Javi Avalos back on in relief, 14-1, and games like these that just seem to replicate the dog days of summer as we approach them here in August.
be praying for David Wiley back in the studio. He has to hear my droning voice talk about baseball. Which, unfortunately, we can't get a live reaction from David unless he puts himself on air. But
maybe one day.
Yeah, one day here or there. But Jake Green and Quinn Wright here with you. It's great to have you with us. On the back half of our ball game, finally, it seems, 14-1, here's the first pitch to Joyner. Swing and a miss. High octane. Blows it by Joyner for strike one. It's games like these where it starts to dwindle a little bit. David will usually throw some lobs to me, the 0-1 foul back to the screen. Give me a little bit of history or something to talk about, some sort of prompt. Treat me like a baseball AI aficionado almost. Give me something. Put the ball on the tee. I don't know what you would call it. No balls and two strikes. This is what happens when I don't have a sensor, Quinn. We fly solo. Hope for the best. Hope for good baseball, and that has been the case tonight. 45 has put 14 runs on the board in four innings. The 0-2. This is low and away.
Yeah, started out slow and then just started swinging in the line and kept the line moving. And the big grand slam was huge as well by Lopez, I believe.
Yeah, Lopez just pushing out over the left field wall.
Yeah. So after that, and then the 45 just kept going, getting some walks, like you said, getting some bloop singles, and here we are. It's been a really good offensive showing so far.
The 2-2 swing and a miss by Joyner. Chased the breaking ball away. And Avalos came into the game last night and dealt three innings of really good baseball, all things considered, especially pitching in what was at that point a meaningless endeavor. And now Deegan Paulus to the plate. It's really been the walks that the 45s have been able to take advantage of. As Paulus takes a call to strike one. And what's different about Javi Avalos here, you can hear it. I don't know if you can hear it in our mics necessarily, but he just throws harder. And when you have any slight movement with someone that throws this hard, the night and day difference from the pitcher you were facing. 2-0 count on Paulus now. Here's the 2-0. This is low for ball three.
Yeah, and if he can dial in that location like you're saying with the movement, he'll be a hard pitcher to get contact on and get on base, and that's exactly what MBO is looking for out of him.
Now the 3-0 misses up and away. Paulus works a four pitch walk, and it's, I believe, the ninth walk issue to the 45s tonight. That put the double play in order.
Yeah, patient bats out there for the 45s, and yeah, they're seeing the ball really well tonight, for sure.
Yeah, and even Bodie Joyner, when he came to the plate just to lead things off here in the top of the fifth, for Kang, you could tell he just caught a little bit off guard, a little bit of a changeup with that faster speed. At any level, this one's reached full pin in the corner. Barrels it out. 16-1, and that is
me too far. Wow. What the hell? Yeah, he just got barreled to the ball. Just a nice, smooth stroke of a swing, and yeah, that thing was out of here.
And we had the best view in the house because we've got to watch that ball just get sliced inside the foul pole, and very similar to Andrew Mora's swing last night that he put on the ball, where it wasn't a get behind the baseball and drive it, crack your wrist, and it's all leg and arm muscle. This was just clean barrel to ball. Here and put it over the wall. I was a little stuffed from Timmy Ayers as Paulus came around to score with him. It's now 16-1 as Conklin takes outside back-to-back times. Two balls and no strikes. I mean, my goodness, yeah, pure power.
I'm just glad my car wasn't out there this time on 4th of July. I just parked out that way. That homer would have...
The capacity crowd here at Tiger Field. Yeah,
I went through my windshield, but not
probably
today.
Could have gone through your car. That ball was tattooed. Whoa, leaning out of the way is Conklin for ball three.
Oh, he thought it was a walk. Thought it was the fourth ball on that one. Started to go to first. He'll settle back into the batter's box for the 3-0 count.
With the even stance, the leg kick from Avalos popped up out of play, back over the first base side. Well, now even funnier, there's a trailer out there. Probably some sort of gear from the Civic Auditorium here in town or something like that, making its way out beyond the 310 marker on the street, the 3-1, hitting the air towards center, playable for the center fielder, Hanks drifting back. He'll settle underneath it and squeeze it for out number two. Had that trailer been there about, I don't know, 2 minutes ago, it would have a dent in the side.
100%. It's a big trailer, too. I don't know how you miss it.
Yeah. Timmy Ayers knew. I mean, he stood in the box and walked out of the box and then flipped the bat, and that's just not in a showing the pitcher up type of way, but just going toe-to-toe with the pitcher, and then you have a little fun with it.
Yeah, you got to.
Andrew Mora takes a called strike one, and they've been pitching around to Andrew Mora tonight. He's got three walks and then a single. Oh, he also stole second back in the third. Here's the 0-1. Foul back toward us into the netting for strike two.
Do you have a signature bat flip, Jacob?
No.
Do a slow pitch, ever hit a tank?
Never hit the ball that far
okay.
in any type of baseball. Okay. Even wiffle ball, I think.
Yeah, it's a hard thing to do.
The 0-2 misses low. Actually, I take that back. When I used to play stickball in the street back in the day, and I aged myself a little bit here. We used to play with a tennis ball, and you would do it where you could hit, running around the bases, you could just hit them with a baseball, because it'd be one-on-one. Here's the 1-2 from Avalos. As he kicks and deals out of the stretch. Foul tipped back toward the on-deck circle, and Mora is hunting that heater. He's on time with it, trying to catch up to the heater. Just a little bit off, though. Ever so slightly, and that's a game of inches. I don't know if I ever bat flipped necessarily. Maybe more of a bat spike. The 1-2, breaking ball, ring him up, strike three called on the outside corner. Mora realized that strike zone was going to expand here, and he'll head back to the dugout, along with the rest of the 45's offense. 16-1 through five complete here at Tiger Field. When you need help, Fast Reading Heating and Air delivers 24/7 emergency service. Trusted local HVAC pros right here in Reading. Call 530-223-1332 today.
When the heat hits hard, Redding Heating and Air is here to keep you comfortable throughout the summer. From fast, reliable repairs to full system installs, our certified technicians do it right the first time. Need clean air? We've got indoor air quality solutions too. Family owned, locally trusted. Call Redding Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642. That's 530-221-2642. Or visit RedingHeatingAndAir.com. Redding Heating and Air. Comfort you can count on.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The 1-0 delivery to Avalos is grounded toward the third baseman on the backhand. Strong throw from Lopez, dug out at the other end by Bodie Joyner for the 5-3. And that is out number one here in the top of the sixth.
What a throw by the third baseman. absolutely hosing it to first on the short dribbler toward the base, coming up with some velocity, though. Definitely not an easy play at all, and just beats the throw.
Gathered it on the backhand, basically from foul territory. And then, yeah, Adrian Lopez, strong throw across and a great pick at the other end to save it. The first pitch to Andrew McIntyre misses outside for ball one. And again, the only thing that makes a greater infield, here's the 1-0, is going to hit the back of McIntyre. He'll wear that one and take a slow walk up first base as he flings the protective gear that did, in fact, not get hit in that at-bat. Ooh. Investing in a first baseman is crucial for an infield. You could have the best infield out there, but if you don't have a good first baseman, it just won't show as well. And that was a case of Bodie Joyner picking it on the other end. That's just a great play corner to corner. Now Fraser comes set. 45 is a double play. Depth check swing on the pitch inside. Appeal says no.
Yeah, that pitch earlier right on the numbers of the NBO player, just right in the back. I mean, that cannot feel good. I've some volleyballs. Ooh, and a strike swinging on that one. It'll be 1-1. But yeah, I was a libero at Simpson and took some volleyballs to the head and kind of everywhere, you know, guys hitting it pretty hard and pretty tall, but I can't imagine taking a baseball to the back.
It's the 1-1. Looked at, catches the bottom of the zone for strike two. Yeah, I'm taking some volleyballs off and basketballs, because when I played back in the day, but baseball is definitely the most painful. Taking some softballs here and there, those really don't actually hurt, even though they're not actually soft. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball misses way wide. But, yeah, I will say baseball is playing third base. Worn some in various places. Off the inside of the ankle is probably the most painful.
Yeah.
Kind of hard to walk on after a while. But never taken one off the shoulder blades. The 2-2 just misses low and away. That'll fill the count up. But, I mean, how hard are those volleyballs coming in when they're spiked like that right at you?
Oh, man. I mean, probably, yeah, 80 or 90 miles an hour, something like that.
Insane. The payoff. Right there on the outside corner, bring him up, strike three called. Hansen thought he had a walk, but he'll instead walk toward the dugout.
Yeah, he's not too happy with that call from the ump as he disgruntedly goes back to the dugout. Great pitch just on the corner there, like you said.
And what a frame drop by Rowan Brown. It was already, it was in the zone perfectly, but Rowan Brown did a great job of keeping it a little bit more inside the zone, and that's where the art of catching just kind of matters a lot. As this one is going to go off the shoulder blades of the right-hand batting Emiliano Hanks, and he'll wear that one. He had a couple painful baseballs bounce out of him last night behind the dish as he was the catcher. Now runners at first and second after four batters faced here for Fraser. Two outs, though, in this top of the sixth inning for James Von Schoik, the third baseman. And, yeah, I mean, it's not fun to wear that by any means. Double play still in order. Take that back. No double play in order. There's two outs. First pitch swinging, chops it foul.
Yeah.
With the runners on and where the 45s were playing, there was a double play in order, but they're just shaded up the middle to keep the runner close at second.
Yeah, getting on base the hard way is Sacramento right now, trying to get some runs on the board and just play for pride here with two outs, just trying to keep it going here with the 0-1 count.
Here's the 0-1 delivery from Fraser. There's a chopper toward the second base from Paulos. He'll step on the second base bag to get it the easy way, and the side is retired. They threaten, but they fail to score as we are through 5.5 complete here at Tiger Field, 16-1. The 45s lead it. Stay cool this summer with Redding. Heating and air, fast AC repairs and installations by local experts with over 20 years of experience. Visit reddingheatingair.com or call 530-223-1332.
When the heat hits hard, Redding Heating and Air is here to keep you comfortable throughout the summer. From fast, reliable repairs to full system installs, our certified technicians do it right the first time. Need clean air? We've got indoor air quality solutions too. Family owned, locally trusted. Call Redding Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642. That's 530-221-2642. Or visit RedingHeatingAndAir.com. Redding Heating and Air, comfort you can count on. When the heat hits hard, Redding Heating and Air is here to keep you comfortable throughout the summer. From fast, reliable repairs to full system installs, our certified technicians do it right the first time. Need clean air? We've got indoor air quality solutions too. Family owned, locally trusted. Call Redding Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642. That's 530-221-2642. Or visit RedingHeatingAndAir.com. Redding Heating and Air, comfort you can count on.
What's the left-hand batting Braden Chirito for the 45s due up, facing off against Avalos. Jace Cummins has moved behind the dish. I think first pitch swinging and a miss for strike one to Chirito here in the sixth of a 14-1 ball game. Here's the 0-1. Is hitting towards center. It was a broken bat. Chirito knew it. Playable for the center fielder, drifting for the gap. And on the run, Hanks handles it. Four out, number one. Skied it towards center.
Another broken bat as well, like you said. Coming a little bit of a theme tonight.
Yeah, didn't fully break it, but just, you know, the shatter where it's, you can hear it splinter a little bit. Which is, again, part of the fun of a wooden bat league. You don't get that in college. Although this last year, as Zanizer to the plate, his first plate appearance tonight, hit that inside the park home run last night. Takes a first pitch strike on the outside corner, right at the belt. He's headed to Oklahoma Baptist University this fall, a D2 out in the Midwest. And there's the 0-1. Misses up and away. One ball and one strike. He's also patrolling center field now. Here's the 1-1. Swing image for strike two. Blew the fastball by him. Now digs back in. And the 1-2 from Avalos out of the windup. Swing! Hit and miss, reared back, and blew the fastball by him for out number two. There's also a new catcher behind the dish. I believe it's Jace Cummins with Van Schoicht over at third. No, Jace Cummins is still at first. Rowan Brown will step to the plate. Who has Cade reached on the E5, singled and doubled tonight. First pitch misses upstairs. And now this is definitely one of the harder throwing pitchers we've seen here at Tiger, which is a Quint.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, you can hear it on the pop of the glove for sure. His heater, definitely a little faster than the other pitches we've seen.
1-0 fouled back to the screen. That is something about just a fastball. If there's movement to it, it's obviously going to be harder to hit. But when you speed it up with that, it's just unfathomably hard to hit.
Yeah.
But when it's a flatter, less moving fastball, you're taught at all levels of baseball how to hit that. It's a 1-1. Misses up and away for ball two.
Well, and obviously key to switch up the speeds too for a pitcher, slowing it down just to speed it back up is, yeah, an easy way to make a batter look confused and dazed out there.
Exactly. And there's such a science to it. Here's the 2-1. This is up and away for ball three. Because not only do you want to change speeds with different pitches, but you also want to change speeds with the same pitch, because a fastball you throw early in the at-bat might not be as fast as when you finish the at-bat off.
Right.
Here's the 3-1. It's fouled back to the screen for strike two, especially if you have a changeup and a breaking ball mixed in.
Yeah, good at-bat here, really fighting with the pitcher right now, fouling off, seeing the ball well, see if he can capitalize here on the full count.
Here's the 3-2 from Avalos. Is chopped fair for the first baseman, handles it himself, waiting for it, taking himself in a foot race to the bag, nearly colliding with Rowan Brown. And Rowan Brown, looking a little frustrated with that, almost ended in a collision. And what a odd way to end the sixth inning. We're cruising here at Tiger Field, 16-1. The 45s lead at Stay Cool this summer with Redding Heating and Air. Give them a call at 530-223-1332 or online at reddingheatingandair.com. They have over 20 years of experience. That's Redding Heating and Air.
Jet pack on my soul. They won't take shots at the globe.
When the heat hits hard, Redding Heating and Air is here to keep you comfortable throughout the summer. From fast, reliable repairs to full system installs, our certified technicians do it right the first time. Need clean air? We've got indoor air quality solutions too. Family-owned, locally trusted. Call Redding Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642. That's 530-221-2642. Or visit reddingheatingandair.com. Redding Heating and Air. Comfort you can count on. When the heat hits hard, Redding Heating and Air is here to keep you comfortable throughout the summer. From fast, reliable repairs to full system installs, our certified technicians do it right the first time. Need clean air? We've got indoor air quality solutions too. Family-owned, locally trusted. Call Redding Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642. That's 530-221-2642. Or visit reddingheatingandair.com. Redding Heating and Air. Comfort you can count on.
Seventh inning here at Tiger Field. Jacob Green and Quinn Wright here with you on a beautiful night under the lights at Tiger Field. Hard not to be romantic about baseball at any level. Even when it's a barn burner such as this, 16-1, the 45s lead it. Fraser on in his third inning of work. There's the 1-0 from Fraser. Catches the bottom of the zone. Keeping the count up at 1-1 to Jace Cummins. Left-hand hitting first baseman who's grounded up, been hit by a pitch, and single tonight. It's this one foul out of play. Even that sounded like he nearly splintered his bat, which, again, like you said, Quinn, has been some sort of a common theme tonight.
And when they're not breaking, they're going out of the park for the 45s at least, so making really good contact throughout the whole night.
The 1-2 misses way away. Fraser let that one slip on the delivery. Yeah, and Tiger Field's always been known as a launch pad. Here's the 2-2. Check swing, ball in the dirt, field to third. The answer is no, as they both...
yeah, didn't look
that's
sure.
That's a first.
Yeah.
The home plate umpire made the motion for the appeal to the third base umpire, who made the sign for the appeal to the home plate umpire. Here's the payoff. The line shot into left, sinking, and it will be caught by Andrew Mora out there. And left. So Moore also shifting over from left to right. Zanizer in center. And I believe it's Tyrito in right. We'll see if we can figure this out. No binoculars and also no 20/20 vision. This one's popped up mile high. Bodie Joyner towards foul territory, calling off Brown. Into a dive as it drifted back over toward fair territory. But it goes foul and staying alive just barely.
What an odd one there. Yeah, first baseman trying to track it down and just kind of lost track of it as he was, it kind of died on him, came back toward the pitcher's mound on the fair side of the first base foul line, and yeah, just lost track. Catcher came as well, trying to look for it. But, yeah, it'll just be a foul ball. 0-1 count here with one away, and it's a swing, and it's going to short, bobbled a bit, thrown to first, and it's not in time as the first baseman bobbles it a bit, and it'll be one on with one out for the MBO Sacramento.
Yeah, just not quite picked at the other end, and that's what I was talking about. Not that that's on Bodie Joyner by any means. It should be a good throw from Conklin, but there's a single popper on a line shot. That's just tough to handle that heat regardless.
But yeah, like you mentioned earlier, with a strong first baseman, any of those picks, even a bad throw, you can kind of cover that up by making some plays for sure.
Exactly. This one's taken on the inner half by Duncan Hansen. That is key. Also, when you're an infielder, if you're going to bounce it and not be able to get all of it on your throw, you want to bounce it off the grass, not off the dirt. When it bounces off the dirt, it's a lot harder to pick. I believe Sarito's still in the game as the DH. He's not in right field. Actually, I believe that is Chirito in left field, in right field, rather, with Mora in right. Is this one fouled up and away out of play?
Hit something back there. I'm not sure what.
Yeah, banged off a door or something.
Yeah,
some building, no. One ball and two strikes to Hansen. Breaking ball is lined down the left field line just a bit out in front.
Got a little giddy on that one. A little early of a swing. He saw it just a little bit of an early swing, sends it foul. But, I mean, if he had waited just a half beat longer, that thing probably would have sailed out of here, our left field, from number 24.
The 1-2 to Duncan Hansen is a ground ball toward the third base side and through for a base hit. Mora up with the ball, will toss it into Conklin to hold the runners at first and second. A couple of hard hit baseballs. Yeah, Duncan Hansen just out in front of that breaking ball. The previous pitch, Fraser hanging it a little bit. With one out, runners on first and second. There's the right hand batting number 28, Christian Stella. Check swing, doesn't go. On the appeal, he does go around, in fact.
I didn't think so. It looked like it was a little short of the plate, but yeah.
Calling it strike one. And one out here is pitcher taking his time to wind up his next pitch.
Christian Stella, pinch hitter in this scenario. He came in as the catcher in the previous inning. Here's the 0-1. It's fouled off the mask of Brown. And the home plate umpire was going to go hand deliver this baseball to give the catcher Rowan Brown some time to shake it off. But Brown gives the okay. He's all good, ready to get back underway. So a slew of defensive subs on both sides that I'm trying to get in order on my scorecard. The 0-2 breaking ball fouled up and away out of play. And Spencer attests to it all the time. The color coordination and, well, messy handwriting, which is stereotypical of most broadcasters, especially in the baseball realm. But even other sports, football, hockey, everything else, all the spotting boards. Chaos that only that broadcaster can understand. The 0-2 breaking ball again fouled up and away out of play.
Yeah, it looks like he's trying to go low here, probably to get the double play here and get out of this inning with a few breaking balls in a row here, trying to get a grounder to second and get the 1-2.
Yeah, they're at double play depth up the middle. Here's the 0-2 from Fraser. Breaking ball misses low again. And this is also the case of Evan Fraser might not be looking to just get the three outs and be done with it. He's working on that breaking ball. This is a scenario where if you hang a breaking ball and it gets you get taken deep. Here's a 1-2, misses low and away. You can work on your command here. Just kind of manipulate the pitch and see what you can make it do in this scenario. And that's the developmental aspect of this level of play. The outfield shaded a couple of steps toward left. Here's the 2-2 from Fraser. It's popped up mile high, foul territory, joiner toward the first base coach's box. We'll settle underneath it and squeeze it for out number two. And the runners will hold, of course, at first and second is Javi Avalos. Now the pitcher to the plate. Two outs, runners on first and second as they take their leads. First pitch to Avalos. Misses for ball one. Javi Avalos throwing some heat out there for the 45s. Against the 45s, rather. A 1-0. On the outside corner, keeping the count up at one ball and one strike. Here's the 1-1 with two outs from Fraser. It's popped up toward third base side. Lopez calling for it and falls upon the back and catches it in the process for out number three in the side is retired. The NBO Sacramento runs for the failed score. They leave two aboard. It's time to stretch here at Tiger Field. 16-1 as we will play a recorded version of God Bless America.
When a heat hits hard, Redding Heating and Air is here to keep you comfortable throughout the summer. From fast, reliable repairs to full system installs, our certified technicians do it right the first time. Need clean air? We've got indoor air quality solutions too. Family owned, locally trusted. Call Redding Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642. That's 530-221-2642. Or visit reddingheatingandair.com. Redding Heating and Air. Comfort you can count on.
And Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking.
Casey and R. Shasta Redding.
Times, people, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
With a leadoff double to begin things here on the first pitch, swinging in the home half of the seventh. A 16-1 ball game. Jacob Green and Quinn Wright here with you on KCNR. 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at kcnrradio.com. It's great to have you with us. Javi Avalos still out there. We have David Wiley back in the studio engineering things for us. First pitch to Joyner's, a breaking ball. On the outer half, called strike one. With the runner on second in Lopez. Avalos comes set, rather. Checks Lopez at second. Now kicks and deals 0-2 breaking, 0-1 breaking ball on the outside corner for a called strike two. Joyner has walked, singled, it reached on the E8 and K'd tonight. Here's the 0-2, misses way wide. One ball and two strikes. Thought back to the screen. Joyner stays alive. One ball and two strikes. One and two is Paulos, goes and retrieves it back behind the dish. Runner on second, that's Lopez. Avalos comes set, checks the runner at second, kicks, deals the 1-2. The line shot into left field, that'll get down for a base hit. Lopez, a wide turn at third, but John Downey will give him the stop sign as the single put runners at first and second for Deegan Paulos, who has walked twice and doubled tonight and also struck out swinging. Second baseman for three, Deegan Paulos. First pitch to Paulos, misses up and away for ball one. Runners at the corners. Avalos checks. Here's a 1-0, fouled up and away, out of play and off the lights out there. Just above the light standard, standing tall. I was off the actual light part.
What are the odds on that one?
I mean, low. We had one smack one off. Was off the light standard out. I believe it was a one in down the right field line. Here's a 1-1. Misses low and away. Goes all the way to backstop. Taking second base will be Joyner on the wild pitch. Holding at third is Lopez here in the bottom of the seventh.
The other one, I wonder if it's ever happened out in the in left center. There's a little target saying home run hit for $10,000. I wonder if how many home runs have actually gone through that hole.
I gotta ask Rick Bassetti that.
Yeah, it's gotta. I mean, I wonder if it's ever happened. I think the odds of that happening,
I would
be crazy.
Doubt it. The 2-1, this is low and away for ball three.
But it is historic target Tiger Field. They've been doing this a while. And
since, I think it's 109 years this year, 120-something years this year? Something like that. It's been around since 1921.
That's crazy. Long as Simpson's been around.
Yeah. Swing and a miss by Paulos for strike two. That'll fill the count up at three balls and two strikes as I refer to my notes here to see. Opened in 1923, sorry, the 103rd year of Tiger Field.
There you go.
Here's the payoff. As chops back toward Avalos, passes glove, second baseman on the backhand. McIntyre flips to first in time, but coming in to score is Lopez. Moving to third is Joyner. Paulo's out on the 4-3. We'll bring up the top of the order in Timmy Ayers. Gets the job done. It's 17-1 now. Yeah, there's that little target out there. Preston Conklin hit a line shot home run on his birthday on July 5th, a couple of weekends ago, and it went just to the left of it, which is to the left of the 358 mark, which is on a light standard out there in left center. First pitch to Ayers is going to plunk him on the thigh, and he goes down to the ground, and he is in a bit of pain. That's more off the knee than the actual thigh, and he's going to walk that one off and move around as Drew Bumgarner comes out from first base, and now Ayers limping around, and he's just going to try and walk it off. Hard to put weight on it, and he's going to go back to the dugout, I think. Might get a pinch runner here. I'm just trying to stand on it. He's going to walk off. Yeah, he's going to get a pinch runner. Just don't want to risk anything. That's not what you want to see here, especially in a ball game that's quite literally been blown wide open. 17-1.
Oh, yeah, that's got to hurt. You hate to see that. And looks like the umps are having a little meeting about something. And, yeah, pinch runner for sure. He wanted to make it to first. Looks like a tough kid out there, but yeah, that's got to sting, and it's hard to base run when you're in that much pain, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's just not even possible to run the bases based on the way of, he couldn't even put weight on it, unfortunately. So my lineup card gets a few more colors added to it with the pinch runner and Nicholas Caballero with a hit by pitch, and just to circle back to the getting the ball through the sign out there in center, in left center. The Oakland A's back at the Coliseum when it was the O.co Coliseum. You could make it through the O, which had nettings. This one's popped up back behind us and out of play. It had a much bigger O, but you could make it through the O of the O.co sign out in, it was basically straightaway left field just to the left of the out-of-town scoreboard, which is straight up in left field. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball, drops foul down the third base side. No balls and two strikes with one out after a couple of foul balls. And Josh Donaldson, the then third baseman for the A's, I think this was 2013, hit it in there during BP, so he ran around the bases backward.
That's amazing.
0-2 bounced in there, misses for ball one. And that's one of those cases where in a game is when the giveaway happens, and I think some fan, you know, you win some
sort of
thing with Overstock.com or whatever.
Yeah, that's impressive. I'm sure Dude Perfect has done some trick shot like that trying to get.
Oh, 100%.
And I'm sure they've done it. That's crazy.
Now the 1-2, foul tip and held on by Stella, the catcher, for out number two as Conklin goes down swinging. That will bring up Andrew Mora, who has walked three times, singled, and struck out looking tonight. He struck out looking his last time up. That was against Avalos. And, yeah, I mean, Dude Perfect with the stuff they pull off is just, I mean, insane sometimes. First pitch on the inside corner for a called strike one. First pitch. Here, shot down the line, foul out of play. No balls and two strikes for that foul ball. There's the 0-2. Misses inside. Thought that was going to be a punch-out call on Mora. It's a little too close for comfort.
Yeah, so did the pitcher. They had retired the side, but I think he just missed that one. Good location and good take by Mora, especially with two strikes.
Here's a 1-2. Breaking ball. That will also just miss.
Wow. This pitcher, must be wondering where he's got to locate here. That one also looked like it could have been called strike three, but
now 2-2. So Avalos comes set, kicks and deals a 2-2. Hit in the air,
toward foul territory. Third baseman giving chase and scores it with the over the shoulder grab on the backhand. Von Schoik snares it in foul territory. Fantastic play, not giving up on it. And the side is retired. And well, Quinn, thanks for joining me here, making your radio debut here with KCNR. It's fun having you on.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was a blast, and you always do such a good job. And I know everyone listening agrees, and everyone here at the ballpark loves hearing you call the game. And yeah, it's been a fun one tonight. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks a ton. Thanks, me. Look forward to football season and then volleyball season for sure. Couldn't do it without David Wiley back in the studio, of course. We're gonna cut the break here as seven complete. It's 17-1. The 45s. Lead it. Tonight's game is sponsored by Reading Heating and Air. They deliver 24/7 emergency service. Trusted local HVAC pros here in Reading. Call 530-223-1332 today.
Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Reading Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Reading Heating and Air. Learn more at readingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Moment you've been waiting for. From the big smash hit movie, our latest single, The Power of Love.
Maddox Chapman to the plate to face off against the new reliever and Holton Sewell. Who's at second base now? Now the 1-2 misses low and away for ball two. Right-hand batter with a slightly open stance. Here's a 2-2 from Sewell, bending at the belt. Now comes set. Kicks and deals from the third base side. Winged at, swung on and missed. Four strike three. Caballero now moves to third base after Ayers was relieved of his duties. So Caballero in for Lopez. And I believe that's Lopez out right now, so no longer Chirito. So again, a slew of subs. And now the left-hand batting Drew Hansen to the plate. Sewell on in relief of Fraser. The 1-0 misses low and in. To even the count at one ball and one strike. Only a handful of innings with goose eggs in them. Through 2.5 to begin this ballgame. Swing and a miss for strike one, by the lefty. some action out in the bullpen of NBO. It's the 17 of Drew Hansen, the former right fielder. Here's the 2-1. Waved at for strike two. Two balls and two strikes now on the... Take it back. Drew Hansen is at bat, I believe. It's a different number out there. Jersey's turned and no numbers to be seen. Here's the 2-2. And again, part of the level we play at. Waved at, grounded toward the second baseman. Paulos gathers, flips to first in time for the 4-3 putout. That will bring up Emiliano Hanks. Not sure who the arm is out there. I think it might be Jacob Houseth, the shortstop. Looks like number 11, but with the powder blue and the white lettering, it is incredibly hard to see. Especially with my lack of 20/20 vision. As talked about in previous games. First pitch to the right end hitting Emiliano Hanks. Catches for strike one, rather. The top of the zone. There's the 0-1. It's foul tip back to the screen. Cameron's back toward the field of play. For strike two. No balls and two strikes. Fraser went three innings. Four hits. No runs, no walks, and struck out two on 47 pitches. Helping in this 17-1 endeavor. Sewell motions for Brown to go back through the signs. Now comes set. Kicks and deals. The 0-2 for the righty. Swing! Way out in front was Hanks. And the side is retired as NBO goes 1-2-3 as we head to the bottom of the eighth inning. Tonight's game is sponsored by Redding Heating and Air. Stay cool this summer with Redding Heating and Air. Fast AC repairs and installations by local experts with over 20 years of experience. Visit readingheatingandair.com or call 530-223-1332.
Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Redding Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Redding Heating and Air. Learn more at readingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions. Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Redding Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Redding Heating and Air. Learn more at readingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
The line foul. Four strike two. Chirito Zanizer and Rowan Brown do up. This one misses wide for ball one. One ball and two strikes. Here's a 1-2 from the new reliever, Jacob Halseth, who was the shortstop. Way by Chirito. Down he goes on strikes for out number one. Now Tyler Zanizer to the plate. It was a crowd of 257. Now has dwindled down to right around 75 or so. Some loyal fans sticking it out here tonight. Watch the local kids go to work on NBO Sacramento. Here's the 0-1 to Zanizer, ducking out of the way, and it's going to just barely catch a piece of his helmet, and he will take first base on the hit-by-pitch. I mean, just barely. It might have been the seams that scraped the top of his helmet. Left-hand batter now, and Rowan Brown. A couple of hits tonight for the backstop. It's a line shot. Zanizer with a toe tappery, dodging it as he takes second base, and Rowan Brown with a hard knock into right for the base hit. Tyler Zanizer a couple of steps towards second on the contact and then had to throw on the brakes real quick, stopping his tracks. If he gets hit with that baseball, he is out because that is the rule and how it works. If you're a runner and get hit by the ball, Nolan Bentley will be the courtesy runner here. And what it gets down to is the fact that you're interfering with the field of play, whether or not it's intentional. Owen Bentley, a courtesy runner. As Lopez takes a called ball right here as it misses. Runners at first and second. Here's the 1-0 at the infield playing behind the runners on the outside corner at the knees. To even the count at one ball and one strike. Now the 1-1. This is low and away.
Just a bit outside.
Two balls and one strike. Swing and a miss for strike two. Lopez chased it up and away. So shifting on over to shortstop is the 12 of Chapman. As the 2-2 just misses inside. Halseth pitching. So Maddox Chapman, who pinch hit somewhere in this lineup for Duncan Hansen. So this one's hit in the air toward left. Giving chase is Duncan Hansen. Looking up, and it's off the netting. Adrian Lopez hits his second of the night and throws yet another exclamation point on this Colt 45 lead. Up above the light standard there, out in left center field to the left of the 358 mark. And it is now 19-1. Or 20-1, rather. I was looking at the scoreboard thinking I did my quick math wrong. Fun fact for everyone tuning in, 17 plus 3 is in fact 20. And Adrian Lopez just punched it out. And now Bodie Joyner to the plate with one out and nobody on. Breaking ball misses up and away. Now the 0-1 delivery on the outside corner for strike two. Oh and two to Joyner. waved at, caught off guard there by the breaking ball. He goes down on strikes for the second time tonight. And Maddox Chapman actually pinch hit for Andrew McIntyre in that seventh spot. He was a courtesy runner earlier in the ball game for Duncan Hansen's spot. Duncan Hansen now in left field here in the bottom of the eighth. And again, just a slew of moving parts here. A 1-0 leaning out of the way is Paulos. That's ball two. Here in this 20-1 ball game. The 2-0 on the inside corner right at the belt. Makes the count 2-1. One delivery, and on the hands, a little flare towards shallow center field, coming in and making the catch is Hanks, and then drops it, does a pirouette to throw it back in as he loses the baseball, and Paulos is aboard on the E8. It was in the grasp of Hanks out there in center field, and then lost it, and now Nicholas Caballero to the plate, getting his first at-bat of the night. He had that double last night. Out to left center. First pitch to Caballero with the Sox up high. This is low and away. The ball one. One ball and no strikes to Caballero. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Chops this one toward the third baseman. Gloves! Gathers and throws to first in time. That's Javi Avalos over there at third. As NBO keeping me on my toes, making sure I have all the substitutions. And the side is retired the 45s. Strand one as we head to the ninth here at Tiger Field. Tonight's game is sponsored by Redding Heating and Air. Redding Heating and Air, you can give them a call at 530-223-1332. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions here in Redding, California, and the surrounding areas.
When a heat hits hard, Redding Heating and Air is here to keep you comfortable throughout the summer. From fast, reliable repairs to full system installs, our certified technicians do it right the first time. Need clean air? We've got indoor air quality solutions too. Family owned, locally trusted. Call Redding Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642. That's 530-221-2642. Or visit RedingHeatingAndAir.com. Redding Heating and Air. Comfort you can count on.
Well, it'll be Colton Sewell to close it on out. Sheriff is in line to get the win. The loss will be charged to Nathan Gaughan. And then not a save situation. I take that back. Caught off guard. My goodness. It will be... Aaron Bayhan to shut things down here. The Stockton native, product of the 209. Righty for the 45s. Freshman, 6'1", 165 out of Stockton, California. Aaron Bayhan will face off against Von Schoik, Cummins, and Houseth to close things out here. Right-hand batter. Von Schoiktes, Cade, and was out on that. Hit into that fielder's choice that ended things in the sixth. Takes a ball outside the zone. A 1-0 count. It's actually Von Schoosh, as I am getting a spelling correction from myself due to the lineup card handwriting being different last night than tonight, as this one's chopped toward Conklin is short, gathered, handles the hop from the pitcher's mound, strong to the first in time for out number one, Conklin to Joyner. 6-3 to begin things here in the ninth as Jace Cummins to the plate. He's grounded out, been hit by a pitch, singled and lined out to left tonight. Open stance deep in the box for the lefty. Makes a call, strike one. Now the 0-1 delivery misses inside. Now the 1-1 is Bahan. Readies, kicks, and deals. Misses low for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Chops foul toward the on-deck circle. Two and two. Misses upstairs for ball three. Three balls and two strikes. With one out, nobody on here in this 20-1 top of the ninth inning. Bahan comes set. Kicks and deals the payoff. Right there at the knees. Called strike three. Ring him up. Gone a looking goes Cummins. I'll bring up Jacob Halseth, who's Cade walked, flown out, and singled tonight. And now, pitcher instead of shortstop, with two gone. And he'll just wear this one, and in a bit of frustration, we'll flip the bat away and walk toward first. As this ninth inning getting a little bit prolonged, as Duncan Hansen will step to the plate. After no-hit batsman last night, we've now had five collectively between these two teams. With two outs and the runner on first, way off the bag over there at first, not even being held close by Bodie Joyner. NBO at this point just wanting to get back to their hotel room, sleep it off, and come back tomorrow. After things getting a little bit out of hand here. And they have five errors on their side of the scorecard as well, which is just adding insult to injury. This one's fouled up and away toward the parking lot. Four strike two to Duncan Hansen. Catcher and then patrolling left field. Here's the 1-2 delivery from Bahan. Misses low. Even the count at two balls and two strikes. They've left 11 runners aboard. The 2-2 is fouled back to the screen, and Hansen stays alive. The 2-2, as Bahan comes set, kicks and deals the 2-2, misses wide all the way to the backstop, Ryan will corral it. The count fills at 3-2, taking second base on the wild pitch is Halseth. Behan just trying to be done and get this game over with. The payoff is popped up out of play, and Duncan Hansen, got to give him credit. He's battling here. Even down by 19 in the top of the ninth. And he's hit the ball hard a couple of times tonight. Just been a little bit off. One of those times way foul. Here's the payoff again. It's a ground ball toward Conklin at short. Gobbled up there. Strong throw to first in time for the 6-3 putout. And that's the way the ball game comes to a close. In front of a crowd of 257, the Colt 45s take this one by a score of 20-1. As NBO threatens, but they fail to score. We'll be back out here tomorrow night. First pitch at 7:15. Pre-game show starting at 7:10. For NBO Sacramento, one run on 7 hits, 5 errors. They left 12. 45s, 20 runs on 14 hits. And no errors. They left 11. As they improve to 26-3 on the year, the winning pitcher is Nate Sheriff. The losing pitcher is Nathan Gaughan. Not a safe situation. The time of the ball game was 3 hours and 21 minutes, which I think might be the longest one this season. So if you listen all the way and also watched it through, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for joining us and being a loyal fan. As always, for Jacob Green and Quinn Wright, who joined us today, Spencer Schlinge, who's not here with us this weekend, but we'll be back next weekend. Thanks for tuning in with David Wiley back in the studio engineering it all here on KCNR, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KCNRradio.com. The finale of tomorrow's series will be here tomorrow night as Colt 45s will look for the sweep against NBO Sacramento in front of a crowd of 257. The Colt 45s took this one by a score of 20-1. The final score here from Tagger Field tonight here in Redding, California, was NBO Sacramento 1 and your Colt 45s 20.
In my X.com post, I do refer to it as a disastrous document. I think it was a misstep, and I think that President Trump is trying to now redress that misstep, because whatever goodwill the United States extended, either naively or not naively, during that MOU was not reciprocated by the Iranian regime. And so there really is no option for U.S. strategic interests to continue the pressure, both kinetically and economically and in across the whole military options like cyber and other kinds of psychological and perhaps even support to Iranians inside the regime.
I think you told us that, Keon, and I thought so too, but you're the expert. You live there. You were in prison there, essentially. You were.
Yes.
So I couldn't believe how bad the MOU was. I thought, okay, maybe in the end, if it ends up good, we're not going to remember what the MOU was, but they're allowed to trade oil right away for 60 days to begin to set operations to take over the strait. I could easily have read it that way, even though the American intention was they said not to write it that way. So J.D. Vance was asked to defend it, and tell me what you think of this. Cut 15.
And then can I just say one other thing about this? Because there are people, you know, you see Mike Pence, who's sort of a super hawk, my predecessor, who say this. There are people, you know, who are super hawkish in the American system who have attacked the deal and frankly, in some ways, have tried to derail the deal. And what I always say to those people is, what is your proposal? What is your actual argument?
So I wanted you to take him on. So he was defending his MOU. So what do you say, Keon?
Yeah, well, look, I think there really is no defense of the MOU. It was a complete misunderstanding of the Iranians. I mean, Brian, I think we talked about this earlier. Listen, and I wrote about it in my Substack. Day one in which the Iranians, I mean, I'm not nitpicking here. When I know the Iranian mindset when it comes to negotiations, when the Iranians asked the U.S. to change the location of the talks that ended up in Oman, I said to myself, it's over. When the Americans accepted that, I said it was over. What the Iranians were doing was setting the parameters. They were testing J.D. Vance and his team about how far they could manipulate him and push him. And it was, in my view, and I warned this in public. I mean, I'm not a senior official with I don't have the ear of the officials, but if anyone had asked me, I said, please do not. And I think I may have even said this on your show, yeah. Brian. You do not send the second most powerful politician in the world who represents the entire American people. You don't send him to meet a fourth level Iranian politician in Islamabad, where he has been drawn. You know, why Islamabad? It was decided by the Iranians. Why Pakistan? Because the Iranians knew that the Pakistanis were against Israel, that the Pakistanis would support them. Look, the Pakistanis have supported Iranian nuclear program. They gave them the secrets, the Khan Q network years ago. It was a Pakistani rogue scientist that gave Iranians nuclear secrets.
AQ Khan?
Yes, that's right. That's right. AQ Khan. And they were in touch with the North Koreans. And then the Pakistanis, so the very acceptance of the vice president to even go along with the Iranians in changing the location. And then, even more embarrassing, and I warn this, Brian, over again, is that we should never accept. This is undignified for the great superpower of the United States. We should not accept a childish arrangement where the Iranians say, we will not meet you face to face in public, and it'll be like, you know, you're in this room and I'm in this room, and we send little notes to each other. All of this, Brian, was an attempt by the Iranians to see how far they could push around the American delegation. Mm-hmm. And what they saw was the Americans went all the way. They changed it. And then there was this other indignity. Remember the first night that they were supposed to go to Switzerland? J.D. Vance, our vice president, was sort of on the tarmac. And then the Iranians said, well, you know what? We're not coming. And that he had to say, well, I don't know. Maybe I'll just hang around on the tarmac until the Iranians let me know when it's good to come. We should be setting the parameters. We should be setting the location. We should say we will not meet with anyone except in public and face to face. What are we? We are untouchable. We are the American. So I think the whole thing was a disaster from the beginning. And then the actual content of it was even more shocking. And I think that it came from the fact that, unfortunately, that delegation led by J.D. Vance was inexperienced and also naive and did not have good, advice. And then, unfortunately, in this very disturbing, I think, conversation with Josh Rogan, I mean, there are two things about that. First of all, to peddle anti-Israel, typical almost anti-Semitic conspiracy theories about well-funded secret groups that are trying to undo my MOU. No,
you're quoting him, Keon.
I'm quoting him. And then what I wrote in X.com was not about the content. I said, my goodness, Mr. Vice President, take responsibility. He said, and I quoted him, and he said, and I quoted this exactly in my X.com post, what used to be called Twitter. I said, you know, what he said was this. He said, what really bothers me is when American politicians allow themselves to be influenced by foreign forces. And I pointed out very simply, I said, you know, come on, Mr. Vice President, can you hear what you're saying? If you allow someone to influence you, be a man and take responsibility. Own it. You don't have to do it. In the first, in President Trump's first term, The Israeli Prime Minister and his own inner circle, including people like Ambassador Bolton, who writes about this in his memoir, they went to President Trump and they said, I think we should launch regime change and military operations against Iran. And President Trump said, no, I don't agree with that. And then in his second term, he was open to it. That is to say, it is the U.S. president's responsibility in the end to decide what advice, what influence he's going to allow to, to influence him and to shape his decisions. It's our decisions. We are the superpower. And so I was just very disturbed by the entire approach and the lack of ability to take responsibility and to say that, okay, we were essentially played by the MOU and it was going to unravel, and it did unravel.
Right. And I could say, you know, there's a misinterpretation on rule number 5 and number 14. Now, it's not the way and you could say that. But the bottom line is they left open the management of the strait to Oman and Iran after the 60 days, and they weren't even waiting 60 days. They were shooting at ships for not listening to them right away. So I want you to hear what General Keane said, and I thought this was conventional wisdom, but I loved your perspective of going inside the Iranian mindset. This is with Cut 11.
I've never bought the fact that there's that much of a division. The guy that was ahead of the political side of this, Gailobov, look at his best friend in life is Qasem Soleimani. They joined the IRGC together. They became generals together. He then moved to the diplomatic side and moved away from the military side of the IRGC. Qasemani went on to fame, obviously, and became established a professional relationship and a personal one with the Ayatollah, and nobody in between. And he ran, obviously, the entire foreign policy instrument of supporting the proxies. I believe these guys are much more on the same page than people think. They are committed to what Iran has always stood for.
So when people say, I'm talking to the foreign minister, I'm talking to the speaker, much more moderate than the IRGC, which is led by Vahidi, I think. That's why we're done. And they're dealing with him as if they're the good guys and the bad guys of the IRGC. General Keane does not buy it. He thinks they're speaking from the same hymn book.
Brian, I cannot believe we're falling for the same play that the Iranian regime has been using for 25 years. I've been writing about this. I've been talking about that. I have been in many meetings with people like Gailobov, the previous foreign minister, the deputy minister, the IRGC. When I was in prison and being interrogated, I was interrogated many hours by very senior. I couldn't see them because I was blindfolded and facing a wall, or sometimes I think I once was possibly, I can't prove it, but I think I was interrogated either by Qasem Soleimani's deputy, who sat behind a one-way mirror, and he wanted to know, and he wanted to ask me who in the White House and the CIA and all those things I was in touch with. And I said, you don't really believe that I'm a member of the CIA, do you? And he looked, I heard a silence, and then the person who was sitting next to him that I could see by the wall, he said, look, actually, we don't believe you're a member of the CIA, because if you had been, we would have killed you already. And he was absolutely serious. He said, you would be dead. I cannot believe that this play is still going on. And a lot of it has to do, Brian, with, unfortunately, I wrote a very long critique of these so-called Iran experts, who I have referred to uncharitably as the useful idiots of the Iran think tank world. They're the ones in Washington that peddle this distinction between hardliners and think over and over again. And I cannot believe that we're still falling for it. Look, I'll tell you one simple thing. I told this on national TV, and no one seemed to take this seriously at the time. When Vance went to Islamabad, I said, where is the photograph? There was no evidence up to this day, Brian, It's like a scoop, but I'm a scientist. I'm a political scientist. I look for evidence. Where was the photograph of Vance and Golubov in the same room, let alone shaking hands? There wasn't. Now, I'm not being a conspiracy theorist. What I'm saying is that two things are possible. One is actually they never met in person. Second, if they did meet in person, why on earth would the American delegation not, agree to keep that photograph hidden? And the reason is because of a very simple rule that unfortunately, American policymakers who have unfortunately not enough knowledge about the complicated psychology of Iranians and the Middle East. Look, Brian, in the Middle East, what politicians say to you in private, in English, is meaningless. It's only what they say in their own language publicly that is meaningful.
So interesting. That's exact opposite of what you would think.
That's why the Americans who don't have experience get caught out. It's exactly the opposite of the way political culture works in Iran. In the U.S., politicians lie in public and then off the record, they'll tell you the truth. It's exactly the opposite in Iran. And Vance fell for this. He talked about side agreements, gentlemen's agreements. This was just nonsense. I could have told him, please.
Waste your time.
Don't buy that.
It's unbelievable, Keon. You're 100% right. Keon Taj Bakish, visiting professor at international relations at NYU. And of course, you were held political prisoner as part of the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. You were able to get out, and author of the Crisis Notebook on Substack. Keon, always great to talk to you. Hopefully have good news to talk about soon. This is Brian Kilmeade Show.
Giving you everything you need to know. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Here at LeafGuard, we think our customers say it best.
I don't ever have to worry about them.
They've done the job beautifully. They've never failed us. We've never had to clean them.
I would recommend LeafGuard.
LeafGuard has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal for more than 20 years with a clog-free guarantee and lifetime transferable warranty. LeafGuard is American-made. Call now during our Celebrate America sales, 75% off installation. Act now and get no interest and no payments until 2028. Plus, call 800-546-5655 now, and I have a nice gift for you. $100 Visa gift card with your free in-home estimate from LeafGuard. Call 800-546-5655, 800-546-5655. Call now to get a $100 Visa gift card with your free in-home estimate from LeafGuard, 800-546-5655. LeafGuard has more than a million satisfied customers.
Yes, with LeafGuard I haven't had any clogs at all, and I used to a lot. So I'm looking forward to many more years with my LeafGuard system.
LeafGuard has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal over 20 years in a row, and it's attached to the fascia with screws, not nails. It's not coming down. Call now during our Celebrate America sale, 75% off installation of a complete LeafGuard system. Act now and get no interest and no payments until 2028. Plus, call 800-546-5655 now, and I have a nice gift for you, a $100 Visa gift card with your free in-home estimate from LeafGuard. Call 800-546-5655, 800-546-5655. Call now to get a $100 Visa gift card with your free in-home estimate from LeafGuard, 800-546-5655. Terms and conditions at LeafGuard.com.
From around the world,
Trey Yingst, joining us from Tel Aviv, Israel.
To Washington,
I'm Mike Emanuel.
To your own backyard. If a story impacts you or your wallet, we're on it. It's the Fox News Rundown. We give every story the deeper look it deserves with must-listen interviews and smart analysis from the voices you can trust. Start your day with the Fox News Rundown. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News. Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. The talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
We look forward to the final match on Sunday, and I know the president looks forward to attending, but I think the world saw that this president and this country is able to put on the greatest show in sports in the world. And we are a kind people, we are hardworking people, and we have the best country on the planet.
People just seem to love it, too. And $20 billion later, they're saying, you know what? This World Cup has been a huge success. And I'm sure Mexico and Canada did great, too. I mean, look at... We were all worried about the cartels, in Mexico, and you should be. And then in Canada, I didn't hear any buzz about it, but I'm not in Canada. They did great. And the Canadian team did well. They got knocked out in the same round as we did using an American coach. But I would also add that when you look overall, we got to take that money and you got to grow the game. And I think we got to find a way to get that to youth soccer, getting some inner city fields built and start going beyond that. They also have a major academy in Atlanta, and I think that could be a great place for kids to develop.
Your medication for enlarged prostate is working. That's what you tell yourself. You're up 3 times a night instead of 5. The urgency is manageable. The stream's not great, but it's fine. That's the problem. Fine. Enlarged prostate, or BPH, doesn't pause because the medication takes the edge off. The prostate keeps growing. The bladder keeps working harder. And over time, those changes can be harder to reverse. But surgery? Not for you, right? Aquablation is not the surgery you're picturing. It's the only ultrasound-guided, robotic-assisted therapy for enlarged prostate. Don't wait until things become unbearable. Find an Aquablation urologist near you. Visit Aquablation.com. Aquablation.com. That's Aquablation.com. Visit Aquablation.com. All surgical treatments carry risks, and results may vary. Side effects may include, but are not limited to, urinary symptoms, mild pain, infection, or less frequently, urethral or rectal injury, or ejaculatory dysfunction. Aquablation therapy may not be right for everyone. Talk to your urologist to...
Shasta County. Tired of filtered news? Welcome to Shasta Unfiltered, your trusted online newspaper for the North State. Straight facts on Reading politics, city council moves, local events, and the national stories that actually hit your wallet, like federal funding changes and job trends right here at home. No agenda, no paid spin disguised as news. Just honest reporting and the stories you need. Visit ShastaUnfiltered.com. Your community reported right.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
What shall we do about them?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.